allegations false. He told CNN's Wolf Blitzer last night how he explained it to his wife.
When I told her what little information that I knew about it, her response was the same as mine. And that was, here we go again, we will basically show when the details become available that I didn't do anything wrong.
The wife of fired Syracuse assistant basketball coach Bernie Fine is expected to make a statement today. A recording was released over the weekend in which Lori Fine allegedly talked to Bobby Davis about claims her husband sexually abused him as a boy. CNN ESPN's Mark Schwartz, who broke the story, says Davis is standing by the recording.
Bobby Davis said, look, I'm not real good with technology. If there was equipment in front of me, I wouldn't know what to do with it. I only recorded one time a phone call with her. And, if Lori wants to put her foot in her mouth, that's okay with him.
Three men say Fine molested them years ago. President Obama met with European Union leaders yesterday at the White House about resolving the European debt crisis.
We've got a stake in their success, and we will continue to work in a constructive way to try to resolve this issue.
Optimism that European leaders may be working toward a solution to the crisis helped boost stocks on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow will reopen this morning up more than 2.5%. The gains were even stronger for the NASDAQ and S&P 500. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Newman, why is there a bed in my office?
Well, Mr. Frenwell, to catch up on all the work, I figured we should start sleeping here.
Just call Bob from Account Temps.
Okay, but he'll need his own mattress.
We aren't ready to hire full-time, but the staff can't keep working these crazy hours. Why, Bob can handle credit and collections, accounts receivable, whatever we need.
Now I'm confused. Will Bob need a mattress or not?
Not.
Be flexible, work smarter with Account Temps, the staffing firm recommended by 9 out of 10 hiring managers, a Robert Half company. Learn more at AccountTemps.com.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
5 years ago, it was the upstart social network trying to catch up to MySpace. Today, it may be worth $100 billion. That's how much Facebook could be valued as a company if it succeeds with plans for the spring. Wall Street Journal reports Facebook is considering an initial offering of stock the first half of next year, in which it would hope to raise $10 billion more. Merger talks between Hollywood's two biggest independent studios have been on again, off again for years. But following the blockbuster success of now 4 Twilight films, with one more on the way a year from now, reports say Lionsgate Entertainment is showing renewed interest in Twilight producer Summit Entertainment. Hope and fear mix again in Europe as finance ministers meet in Brussels with pressure from other world leaders, including the U.S., to better contain the debt crisis. European indexes are modestly higher. Asian markets rallied today. U.S. stock futures up again. S&P futures gaining 12 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir. Right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half company.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I had taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Health.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
It's the same each time with progress. First they ignore you.
Then they say you're mad.
Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome indeed. It is Tuesday morning. A pleasure to be with you, as it always is. And glad to be here on this early morning. Weather is going to be part of the picture as we work through the next 24 hours. We'll talk a little bit about that. Every now and then I have to remind myself that this is a radio show and not just my own personal soapbox. Not that that's okay, too, but, you know, we do need to talk about some of the other thing that's happening. And if you're just leaving the house this morning, I'm going to tell you the roads are extremely, extremely wet and slippery and watching. And, of course, you'll hear from our own Diane Cross throughout the morning. There are accidents everywhere you go this morning, and it's going to be even worse tomorrow morning. So you need to plan ahead for these eventualities. And this is one that... you know, we're having we're going to have our first truly winter event. Although it's not technically winter until the 21st of December. It doesn't matter what the calendar tells us; it's what the weather gives us outside. But we'll get to that in just a little bit. Coming up on today's program, we're going to spend a lot of time actually talking about item pricing, the new face of item pricing. From two very different perspectives, one from a state representative, the other one from our own Chris Mihalakis with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, and nuances between the two positions, but we'll be bringing all that to you. Of course, Chris will be in studio with us. We're going to have a lot of time for open lines today. We will be visiting with our friends at Occupy Detroit as well. So there's plenty to get to as we work our way through the day today. And with all that said, let's go ahead and get this one started.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Our first word today is focus. You know, it doesn't really matter if you're laser focused. Focus means really what? About seeing what's in front of you or what needs to be done or what needs to be identified and really placing your energy there. Focus is critical, by the way, to deciding your agenda for the day. I don't care if it's your workplace. I don't care if it's your home. Whatever you need to do. If you are an at-home parent, you know, you need to focus on what's best for your family and your home on any given day. If you're certainly a supervisor of others, or if you have a job, you have to focus on getting the most out of yourself and others around you. And so focus is important. And so as we look at even the weather, we need to be focused on what we're doing on the roads. Fortunately for us, we leave a little earlier in the morning. Not that we need to take our focus off the roads, I assure you, we do not. But it's important that we all show a little bit more focus. And maybe that'll get us to the stated goal in front of us. That's right. Our first word today is focus. All right. Then we turn our attention now to producer extraordinaire Jeff Radford, who joins me. And, you know, Jeff, I'm hoping that... you know, after we get the next few days out of the way, we can go back to our normal off-the-air routine. We have gotten so far away from that the last couple of weeks. And some of it was the holiday. Some of it's been my schedule. Some of it's been your schedule. But, you know, it's kind of weird. We've really gotten off our normal routine, so I'm hoping that we can get back on it. Today, unfortunately, I have stuff, and then tomorrow I have stuff, but then I'm good the rest of the week, so maybe that'll be the end of it.
Then we can focus on doing that.
Yeah, well.
And get some focus back for the show.
You know, it's hard because, like yesterday, by the time I talked to you, I had had, you know, X amount of things going on, and I wasn't feeling 100% by the time I talked to you. And then, you know, you were up against the clock a little bit. It's just one of those things where you just kind of go, all right, well, let's just let it go. Can't really do anything about it right now, which is the truth. So you just kind of just do what you got to do. But not a whole lot going on in the wide world of sports, at least locally. The you know, basketball's not quite back yet. It's going to take a good solid week before we'll actually have anything. And actually, it probably take it longer than that before we have anything real to talk about.
Now you can talk about hot stove stuff.
Hot stove?
Mark Burley is the latest.
Oh, okay, yeah.
For the Tigers. And apparently they've lost out on a couple of guys. Clint Barmas and some other guys have already signed with other teams. I'm thinking, though, that they're not going after free agents that hard. I guess there's another report that they're interested in talking to Aramis Ramirez, the third baseman from the Cubs. But I think they're trying to put together deals for trades. So,
yeah, that's probably true. And again, it's all speculation at this point. Unfortunately, there's, like I said, there's not just not a whole lot going
but
on.
That's the fun thing is speculation.
It's for me anyway. You know, for you, this is a politics show. So the sports I do is about, you know, my own selfish need to talk about my home teams and. Frankly, I'm just not into the whole speculative thing. Now, and if there were some sexy names out there, that'd be a different story. And I don't know that Mark Burley's not a sexy name. I guess it is. He's a fine pitcher. I just don't see that as being a pickup that's going to happen.
Well, it probably has more of a chance of it happening than it does about me getting excited about it. So I like Burley. He's fine, but I wouldn't. Yeah, I'm not thrilled about. I'm more entangled, or I guess enthralled with the strikeout, and he doesn't do that. Good, you know, good defensive pitcher, and gets the job done. You know, more often than he doesn't. But if you can't strike somebody out in a key situation, I'm not thrilled.
Yeah, well, okay, that makes a lot of sense. And then now, you know, we should just quickly mention that the Lions play next Sunday night, which is, of course, your favorite time to watch football. Not mine, but it is yours.
Well, not necessarily my favorite time to watch it. It's always, you know, not great for the show because we have to get up so early. But I think it's the prime position. The prime position nationally, I think more eyes are watching that game than anything.
Okay, well that's true. I would go with that. I think that more people watch Sunday night football than Monday night football. I think we can agree on that. And so the Lions are going to be playing the New Orleans Saints. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, look, I can tell you're kind of shaken over there. A little scared after what they put up on a crooked number on the scoreboard.
You know, they beat up on New York Giants last night pretty big.
And it's not like the Giants are bad.
No,
a lot of people
not.
Really like the Giants.
Yeah, this has been a really weird football season. You know, this has been a very, very weird, and it's really been the tale of we're still at the beginning part of the second half, but I got to tell you that if you had told me the beginning of the season that we would see some of the races we're seeing now, I would have thought that's never going to happen. But I guess that's probably true every year. I just, I'm noticing it more this year, that, you know, our Detroit Lions started off 5-0 and now we're at 7-4. You know, that gives you reason for pause because I'm concerned about a lot of things, mostly injuries, Jeff. We have some pretty significant injuries, and I don't know how we're going to plug those holes right now.
Well, and that's the key to every NFL team has to figure that out. And so far, I think, you know, Mayhew and Schwartz have been doing a decent job of finding, you know, Kevin Smith, plug him in, play him, gets hurt. You know, it's like, okay, we'll go find another one. So far, I think they've done an okay job doing that. It's just, you know, it's the key, like you said, key injuries. It's Stafford's finger and now missing Sue for a couple of games. I guess, you know, you're going to see what you got out of Fairley.
Yeah, well, we'll really see what we're going to get out of him now. In fact, ESPN is reporting this morning, and I would imagine they would know better than anybody, that there will be a two-game suspension for Ndamukong Suh, so he will miss the next two games. You know, again, I watched, because you don't have a choice, everything that everybody that's doing anything with sports is still showing that incident. And he should have never done it. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, what were you thinking, dude? But whatever, I can't change it. It's done. It's over with.
Well, and like we said yesterday, at least I said, I think it's getting blown out of proportion. But I agree, two games. If it would have gone more than two games, then it did. It got blown out of proportion. Because I keep watching. I went back and watched the thing maybe 10, 15 times in a row. And he didn't put the full weight on. It's not like he did look worse than I think it was. It's not like the guy grabbed his arm immediately and was like, ouch. You know, I mean, not that a big guy like that, I guess, tough guy. But he didn't show any kind of, like, instant reaction to it. It was more of a kick than it was a stomp. But, again, that's splitting hairs. There needs to be something to curtail this because it keeps, you know, escalating. Now it's a stomp. Now it's a kick. You know, what's next? So, yeah, I think a two-game suspension is necessary. The funny part is I thought that there was talk that the Lions might appeal so they could get him into the Sunday night game. And if the NFL allowed that, then suddenly, you know, what's the difference between the NFL and the NCAA? Oh, okay, Ohio State, you guys can play in the bowl game, but you can't play next year. Oh, Sue, you can play in the Sunday night game, but then you guys sit the next two games out. So I don't think that would ever happen.
No. I don't think so either. Well, anyway, we'll deal with it. I would imagine that they'll make the announcement today about Ndamukong Suh. I'm sure that they were already game planning with planning on him not being a part of this next week's game. And that's the way it should be because it's the way it is. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Folks, feel free to give us a call. We're open lines, as we discussed yesterday. You know, there's not a lot going on between now and the end of the year. This is a great opportunity for you to get your voice heard on First Shift. So pick up the phone and give us a call. 888-552-3595. I am another day smoke-free. Not without some pain, but we're dealing with it. So we get that update out of the way. We'll take a quick break here. Again, feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is 1310, and you're listening to First Shift. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Cindy Estrada, just wishing everyone happy holidays, all the listeners out there at First Shift and the Tony Trupiano Show.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. I-94 westbound, the accident at Cadieux is a jackknife semi. The accident has cleared. The freeways just reopened, but we are still seeing the backups trying to clear. As you're heading east on I-94 after I-75, an accident blocking the two left lanes. That car hit the median wall. If you're on the Reuther, 696 west after Gratiot, an accident there trying to clear from the left. 696 west after Mound, another accident trying to clear from the right. I-96, the Jeffries eastbound at Livernois, a rollover blocking the two left lanes. 275 north after 8 Mile, that accident still trying to clear.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for rain today, a high near 44. Tonight, our rain may turn to snow and our low near 35. Tomorrow, look for some sun mixed with clouds and a high of 41. At Metro Airport, still rainy, foggy, misty, 41 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
At most stores, holiday shopping is hard. Staples makes it easy to find great gifts like the latest e-readers from Kindle and Nook to laptops and tablets. And all at great prices. Easy shopping, easy savings. Staples, that was easy.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and pay time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNitterson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs. Are
you
sand or snow? Clothes. Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. You know, you get a lot of stuff when you do a radio show. You get a lot of emails, a lot of people, and I'm sure Jeff gets a lot of stuff too that we never even talk about because it's stuff that we would never do on the show. And some of it's funny, some of it's silly, some of it's sad, some of it's rather weird. You know, some of it's totally inappropriate, some of it's not at all connected to anything we would ever do. Well, I got an email just, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, Jeff, from a company that wanted to get on the show to talk about the top 10 stupidest gifts of the year. Now, listen, we're not going to have them on the show, but they're going to get something that they wouldn't have got because we're actually talking about them, which I wouldn't have normally done. But some of this stuff is actually pretty damn funny that they're selling. And it's
wait, they're selling the stupidest gifts of the year?
Yeah, it's a website called stupid.com.
Nice.
Okay. And so of the things that they have is they have a holiday sweater that you can buy. You know, we've all seen it, that red holiday sweater with reindeer on it, and then you see, you know, the picture of the diamonds with the snowflakes in it. You've seen that before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this one, if you look real closely, the reindeer are actually taking a poop.
Lovely.
Yeah. It's called the Pooping Reindeer Holiday Sweater. Then they have another drink dispenser when you hold down the button, it looks like Santa's taking a pee.
Who wouldn't want that under their tree?
Or the Christmas tree hat.
Of course.
Or the coffee mug that asks the question, what would Jesus buy? but my absolute favorite, I got to find it here.
You know, the sad part is people actually do buy this stuff.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, it's pretty inexpensive. All of the stuff I'm talking about is pretty inexpensive. Not that I would buy it. I mean, you can buy, as an example, a coffee mug that looks like a miniature toilet.
Yeah, I'd love to put that to my lips.
How about putting a little, you know, vegetable soup in?
Unbelievable.
All right, that was wrong. I apologize. But, yeah, those are some of the things that are on stupid.com. A sneezing tissue box. LED shoelaces. Which are kind of novel. So there's shoelaces that light up.
That, you know, that's going to be featured on the next World's Dumbest Criminals. You remember how they had those L.A. lights or L.A. gear shoes?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You can get a reindeer costume for your car, which is just two of those things that are held in the windows with a little red nose for the top of your car. Yep, that's pretty much what I got to share with you at this hour.
Those are horrible. And like I said, it's that's the stuff that you're just like, you get it in your stocking or whatever, and you're thinking, ugh, why did you spend actual money? I mean, like, you could have just taken a picture of it and shown me, and I could have gotten a good laugh out of it, but I'll never use this or show it off to anyone.
Right. Like, who's going to actually, you know, buy or use a drink dispenser, which is Santa peeing? You know, when you press the button, well, I don't think I need to draw a picture for you. You get it. I mean, you know, who's really going to use that?
That's like those I'm with stupid T-shirts. I can't believe people actually buy those. I mean, it's funny to make fun of them. And, yeah, you've seen them all. But, you know, to actually have one and wear it around.
Yeah, I'm with you. So, anyway, I just happened to, it caught my eye during the break because it came in right, you know, when we were doing the first segment. And so I said, well, let me just click on the link here and see where it takes me. And sure enough, that's where it took me to a, you know, a sweatshirt of, you know, reindeer pooping. Whatever. I'm sure they're selling shirts. I'm just saying. I, you know, it's not my thing.
And we're off and running.
And we're off. You know, it's just, well, happy holidays.
Happy Tuesday.
Well, you know, the first shift Facebook poll question today is, did any of you take advantage of either Black Friday or Cyber Monday? And, you know, we've only had one response so far, and it was no, they haven't taken advantage of it. I'm not criticizing people that do, because there are some great ideas, or there's some great savings out there. So, I mean, it's not stupid to save money. I'm not saying that you shouldn't participate. I guess if I had to choose between the two, I'd be more of a Cyber Monday person than a Black Friday person. But that's just me. Ron Zwankowski in the Detroit News did a great column yesterday on what it's doing, what Black Friday's doing to Thursday to Thanksgiving, which is, in his opinion, making it Black Thursday, which is in essence what happened. And now that seal has totally been broken, next year there will be, and I'm going to just say it right now, Jeff, God willing, we're on the air next year at this time. But I'm going to tell you right now that next year there will be loads of stores that are open for Thanksgiving. It's no longer even going to be, hey, we're opening it midnight. It's going to be, yeah, no, we're just open. We're just open.
It's ridiculous. Like we were saying, you can set that any day. I mean, you would just say, hey, huge sale, good savings, come to our store. You can put that on any day and people will show up. Set a time and they're going to do that. But it's like, you know, people keep going, want to be first. They want to be first. They move up the time to 10 on Thursday, on Thanksgiving, or 9, next year it'll be 9, or hey, Thanksgiving dinner deals or something.
Oh, and I think that for some people, it's the hunt. You know, it's the thrill of the hunt. It's, you know, and I it's just not my thing, so I'm not going to ever understand it. So I'll recognize my bias up front. I just don't get it. I don't get why people get excited about shopping, but that's just me. So I understand for some people, it's just the thrill of the hunt, and that's what this is about for them, and that's great. God bless them. Let them do it. But when it starts cutting into family time, which is what happened this year, and it's going to start happening in a bigger way as we move forward, that's unfortunate. It's unfortunate for, you know, that sacrosanct idea that holidays were about what they are about, which is spending time with family. You know, and Thanksgiving is the only, you know, real big holiday, as far as I'm concerned, that doesn't have a religious connotation to it. You know, any other huge holiday has a religious connotation to it. Christmas obviously does. Easter obviously does. And so when we talk about, you know, major holidays, you know, that affect national commerce, you know, there's a connection. There's certainly a connection. And it's unfortunate. And it's quite sad. I mean, let's just be honest about it. It's really quite sad that it is cut into our time that we spend together as family.
Isn't it sad that there's a petition and 200,000 people sign it, and you think, oh, okay, the backlash against these stores is going to be huge, and then you hear the numbers come out, and it's like one
record
of the biggest
numbers, right?
Yeah,
not one of the biggest ever.
That's
opening
that's
weekend
sad.
For the holiday shopping season. Well, yeah, it's sad, but you know, again, you know, one of the people on Facebook, I believe it was Mike in Clawson, that said, you know, hey, listen, the best way to boycott it is just don't participate, right? And he's right. That is the best way to boycott. Just don't participate. Sorry. It didn't happen. All right, quick break here. Dave in Farmington, you're up next. Stay where you're at. Feel free to give us a call, 888-552-3595. This is Tony Trupiano. You're listening to First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Happy holidays. We'll be back right after this.
Have a holy, jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, the mistletoe hung where you...
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. I-94 westbound at Cadieux, that accident has finally cleared. Traffic getting back to normal through there. But 94 near 75, we've had reports of standing water. And then eastbound 94 after 75, an earlier accident still trying to clear from the left side. On the Reuther, westbound 696 after Mound, an accident there trying to clear from the left side. I-96 the Jeffries, eastbound at Livernois, a rollover accident still trying to clear from the left. 275 north after After 8 Mile, that accident's still trying to clear from the left side.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, look for rain today, a high near 44. Tonight, our rain may turn to snow and a low near 35. Tomorrow, some sun and clouds and a high of 41. Right now, rain and 41 at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
The rich, as F. Scott Fitzgerald put it, are different than you and me. If you doubt it, go shopping. Specifically, make two outings into the wonderful world of retail. Start with middle-of-the-road and more downscale stores such as Bell's, Walmart, and Target. You'll find customers, but fewer than normal, and they're spending less than they would have a couple of years ago. Welcome to the real economy, where paycheck-to-paycheck families are barely holding on, worried about their jobs, mortgages, gas and food, and other basics. This is not going to get better anytime soon. Corporations aren't hiring, wages are stagnant or actually falling, the price of basics keep rising, and people's savings are depleted. In response, Walmart officials are saying they're not even passing on price increases like they always have. And they're offering a layaway payment program this season so their hard-hit customers can still purchase a few holiday gifts. They note that many shoppers are saying they won't even have much in the way of holiday meals this year. Now, check the scene at Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, and other upscale stores where the stock market set goes for stylish shoes and designer gowns and the like. Blessed with executive salaries and a good tailwind from the Dow, these high-end shoppers exude confidence in their financial futures, so their shops are bustling with buyers, and no one is rummaging for bargains or even inquiring about discounts. Full-price selling, exults the CEO of Saks, is at record levels. Trying not to gloat, he adds, "I feel good about the luxury consumer." This is Jim Hightower saying the industry refers to this widening divide as a, quote, bifurcated market. But what it really reflects is a bifurcated America, with a hard-pressed many going one direction and the flush few going another. That's a dangerous divide for America's democracy and for all of our people, including the rich.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595.
This is First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Hey, welcome back. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock. Once again, thanks for punching in on this early morning First Shift program. Heard from a couple people yesterday that the holidays are upon us, and that means their shop is going to be spending some significant time in the closed mode. They knew it was coming. Some of them obviously get their unemployment during that time. But they know it was coming. They planned for it that way. They've got their bonuses coming, so they're pretty well protected. But, you know, we get to this time of year, and things do quiet down a little bit. It is what it is. It's fine. 888-552-3595 is our phone number. Let's go to Dave in Farmington and welcome him back. Happy holidays to you, Dave. And what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I was listening to your talking about you know, the holiday sales season creeping into Thanksgiving. And, you know, it occurred to us as we were talking about it over the holiday that I think the biggest, most unfortunate thing is that, workers are going to be required to show up on Thanksgiving without any extra compensation because, let's face it, most of the retail people, have very little, working conditions. They've pretty much told what they're going to do, and they have to abide by it.
Well, and unfortunately, unless you belong to a union shop, you're right. You know, those people that are protected under a collective bargaining agreement are getting paid appropriately for working the holiday. You know, we would like it, you know, Dave, for everybody to have the day off. I understand that, you know, and as much as I'm a traditionalist, I understand that, you know, those days may be long gone, all right? But that doesn't mean that it, you know, and we should just treat it like any other day either, and that's what a lot of retailers are doing is they would like to just treat Thanksgiving as any other day of the year, and it's not just, you know, and again, it's the crazy people that actually go out and shop. You know, there are people, I assure you, Dave, there are people that would have had no problem eating an early dinner and then spending the rest of Thursday shopping. They would have probably happily done it.
Oh, absolutely. We had we had family members in from Tennessee, and they were getting out and to get to the Best Buy and the other couple stores at the crack of wee hours, and it's like their little annual thing. That's when they go Christmas shopping, you know. And I was kind of like, are you kidding me? And I had to really call the question, you know, what's your time worth? You know, aren't you putting any value on your time itself?
Well, that's a great question. And, Dave, appreciate the call as always. And that's the dilemma. I mean, you know, when is it? And then, you know, let's see what happens on Christmas. What's going to be open on Christmas? You know, I'm telling you, and it wasn't, I'm not alone. A lot of people within the sound of my voice remember that, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas especially, if you didn't buy gas or milk or whatever you needed, you know, the day before those holidays, you didn't get them. You just didn't get them. And it's not quite that way anymore. You know, even the pharmacies with Christmas, you know, most of the pharmacies are now open on Christmas Day. And sweet, you know, God, do we really need to be open on Christmas Day? I realize that we're more, you know, religiously tolerant than we've ever been, but, you know, just, you know, can't we make some things the way they were meant to be, which is, you know, okay. I'm now just repeating myself over and over and over again, and that doesn't make for good radio. I get that.
Have you ever on Christmas Day gone to the store? I can't think of a time. The only thing I can think of is gas stations, and now they basically run themselves. You just throw it, you know, zip your card through and then pump gas. Other than that, I can't think of a Christmas Day where I'm like, hey, open up the presents and then let's head out to Meijer or something, you know?
Right. No, I mean, of course not. You know, and again, a lot of it, Jeff, you see, you're within that window of time where, and I'm sure you remember there was a time on Christmas Day where nothing was open. Because it hasn't been that long that, you know, they've allowed, you know, the businesses have been open on Christmas Day. I remember as a kid, the movie theaters, some of the movie theaters would open in the evening. That's one of the things I remember early on. And I had some friends that were Jewish that always went to the movies on Christmas night. Always. That was their thing. And again, I don't have a problem with it. It's just, you know, I guess I do have a problem with it. You know, it, stuff, some stuff is just, you know, some, you know, one day a year. And if we can't agree it's Thanksgiving, can we at least agree that it's Christmas? And apparently we can't. The crazy thing, Jeff, is if something were open on Christmas, people would shop. Because people, they would have those, retailers would have those, you know, Christmas Day sales. You know, that, you know, that that's when they would start the deep discount. You know, it's the, you know, the I think, isn't it the second, or isn't the day after Christmas like the second busiest shopping day of the year?
I would assume so, yeah.
Yeah, and so, you know, people just, they got to do it. You and I aren't shoppers. So it's not like you and I, and it's not like I'm going to ask you, hey, what are you doing this weekend? You know, I think I'm going to go shopping for a while. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to be something that you plan to do.
No, and I told you yesterday, talking about Black Friday, a friend of mine, a girl, was excited to go Black Friday shopping. I was like, what are you going to stand in line for? Oh, I don't have anything in mind. I just want to be part of the experience. I don't want to be around that. I can't believe that you were looking forward to that. I couldn't believe when I heard that.
You know, and again, I don't mean to sound sexist, but I think shopping, you know, certainly there are men that enjoy shopping. I've never met them. I don't know who they are. I really don't. Mostly women. Most of the women that I know enjoy shopping. All the women that I know enjoy shopping. Or I should say the people that I know that enjoy shopping are all women. That's what I meant to say. Just, again, not my thing. But anyway, again, like I said, this is not good radio. I apologize. I'll get over it. Obviously, it's just one of those things that is going to be what it's going to be. And my yammering on about it isn't going to change a damn thing. I do want to mention, though, by the way, the weather. I mentioned a little earlier, for those of you that aren't paying attention to the weather today, you will be wanting to pay attention as we work our way through the latter part of the day and overnight, where, depending on where you live, we may get 3 to 5 inches of snow. Now, for the immediate metropolitan Detroit area, they are not calling for an accumulation of snow, and if they are, it's less than an inch, and it'll be mostly on the grassy areas. But if there are any of you within the sound of my voice that may be headed as crazy far west as, let's say, Ann Arbor, you know, they're expected 3 to 5 inches. Ann Arbor, of course, is only a stone's throw from where we sit right now. So depending, that line really could move in any direction. And, you know, you could wake up in the morning and see some significant snow. That's right. I said snow. It is that time of year. But we'll just make the best of it. And plus, I have a truck this year with four-wheel drive. I'm kind of anxious, Jeff, to see how that responds to the snow.
Oh, see, you're excited. You want the slush to come so you can tear through it.
And do you have four-wheel drive on the Jeep?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? I used to think I was this horrible driver because I always had rear-wheel light trucks, you know, and so I would spin them out all the time, or I would, you know, fishtail a lot, and I'm thinking, God, I'm just a horrible driver. All of a sudden, I got four-wheel drive, and it's unbelievable, the difference.
Oh, really? So I have something to look forward to. I haven't had a reason to use the four-wheel drive yet.
Well, you're going to have one soon, it sounds like.
But it does make a big difference.
Oh, it's night and day.
Okay, cool.
I mean, it depends. You're used to driving cars. Front-wheel drive cars are different, though.
Yeah.
Because front-wheel drive is pretty good in the snow.
Yes. Well, I've driven both.
It's the I had a Ford Ranger once, and it was light in the back, and it was rear-wheel drive. That was, I mean, we had to put sandbags in the back and all kinds of stuff in case I got stuck, so that was a nightmare. And now all of a sudden I get the four-wheel drive, and I was like, man, I am not that bad of a driver, thank goodness.
So all these years it really was the weather. It wasn't you at all, huh?
I think it was my parents were, you know, they're glad that I had a rear-wheel truck, because it was like, okay, we know he's going to go slow now on the roads. Because I did. I had to take turns really slow, and I had to drive when it was bad on the roads. It was like I was a grandma.
Yeah, I don't mind being a grandma in bad weather. I really don't. Especially if there's not a lot of traffic. I can be a lot less aggressive, but everybody in my family will tell you I'm a pretty aggressive driver. So having the four-wheel drive is probably going to make everybody very nervous. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, the regular roads are cool. I mean, like, if you're on 12 Mile or whatever, but it's 275 and stuff like that, I still go slow because it's just, you know, there's too many other cars around and they're driving like idiots sometimes, so you got to kind of watch out.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, and yes, we all have to deal with that. I, of course, and it's going to happen, and then it may be tomorrow morning, 24 hours from now. You know, there may be all kinds of accidents on the road, and here's going to be part of the problem. And it happens every year. It happens every storm. You get those people, and I realize it's the people that go too fast, but it's the people to me that go too slow that's the issue. And there are way too many people that side on caution, and by doing that, they create a really negative situation on the roads. And again, it's not that I don't want people speeding in the snow or in the ice or in the slush. I don't, but I would rather they were going too fast than too slow. Because when people go too slow, those people that are driving with them in those pockets have a tendency to then overcompensate, and that's when you see accidents happen. That's been my experience.
It's both. I mean, you just got to maintain a good speed. The slow ones drive me nuts, but the fast ones freak me out. You know, I've been on 94 where it's just, you can't see the road at all. The snow drifts are huge, and these guys with trucks just go flying by, and then you see, you know, a couple of trucks in the ditch up the way. You know, it's like both of them are bad.
Okay, that was my warning, I think, from right. Jeff. Tony, use that four-wheel drive responsibly.
They weren't cool trucks like yours, though.
All right.
I don't know if they were a good American-made, Dearborn-made trucks.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow morning. Yay! All right, let's take a quick break here. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. We'll be back. This is 1310 WGTW.
With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call, it's the happy season of all.
Hi, this is Chris Mihalakis from the United Food and Commercial Workers, wishing you happy holidays.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
And joining us now is Cheryl Witten, the president of the Michigan Advisory Board for Blessings in a Backpack.
Blessings in a Backpack is a national organization. This teacher was concerned because she had kids in her school who came back from the weekend tired and hungry and by no means ready to learn. These children are on the free and reduced lunch program during school week. But no one thought, what happens to these children when they go home on Friday? So came up with the very simple idea, let's pack a backpack with food to take home with them on Friday, and they would return their backpack on Monday to be refilled.
All right, so if I contact blessingsinabackpackmi.org, how do I get involved?
There is a page to make a donation, and then we as the Michigan Board will determine where the greatest need is.
Blessingsinabackpackmi.org.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very girdly, moodly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to get to the phones here in just a moment. Anthony, you know, Jeff, Anthony's talking crazy stuff now. I just was talking to him during the break. He said he might actually pay to get a haircut.
That is crazy.
In my family, that's insane. That's just absolutely insanity because we all kind of, you know, give each other hair. Well, not all of us. But, you know, Dominic cuts my hair and his mom usually cuts Anthony's hair. And, well, you know, my little boy's just growing up. He's going to pay for a haircut. All right, we're going to get to the phones. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595. The email address, by the way, tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. Let's welcome Zach in Detroit. Zach, a pleasure to have you on. Happy holidays to you. What's on your mind?
Okay, so I've given this a lot of thought as far as, you know, what I hear on the news and all that with our nation's economy. I think the economy will be solved, whether a Republican's in office or a Democrat's in office. And it's going to be solved in three phases. Everybody in Washington knows this probably. The first phase is they're going to do a lot of government spending cuts. The Medicare, you know, the government employees and all. Basically, they'll do a lot of cuts in government. The second phase is they're going to start raising taxes on the wealthy. And they'll also stop the outsourcing. And the third phase is basically they're going to start lowering real estate taxes and federal and state taxes, and that's when the economy will be just fine. And how fast we get through these phases depends on how well Washington's willing to cooperate.
Yeah, but Zach, we see that they're not willing to cooperate, and I'm just kind of curious, what leads you to believe that those three phases, and I'm not criticizing it, so don't take that the wrong way. What leads you to believe that those three phases are the key to moving the economy in a positive direction?
Well, in the last 10 years, we have to admit government spending got a little high. And we also understand that the rich stopped paying their taxes because of the Bush tax cuts and all the other tax cuts that went on. But the spending never went away. So the economy's got to balance itself. But regardless of anybody's political affiliation, the solution is the solution. That's my belief.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call. Appreciate your thoughts on all this, Zach. You know, it seems to me that, you know, especially as we look at real estate taxes, which are, you know, something of a concern. You know, until we fix, and Zach's 100% right. Let's back up. Not even real estate taxes. If there's a realtor listening to me right now that is willing to call the show, I bet you they would tell you that. We need to do something because the economy is not going to turn around at all until we fix the real estate part of the equation. And that's just the God's honest truth. And, you know, and until the people start buying homes again and stocking those homes with, oh, I don't know, crazy items like washers and dryers and stoves and refrigerators, there's no real impetus to replace those things in your own home. If they're working, you're going to hold on to them a little bit longer. So the key to turning the economy around is the housing market. There's no question that's true. Let me just quickly take as you know, the Detroit City Council has their hands full right now trying to figure out how to fix their ills. And the city council doesn't have a lot of power. They can suggest a lot of things. They just don't have the power to implement them. They can't lay people off. They can't enact budgets. They can recommend. They can approve, but they can't, you know, they don't have power. They just don't. That's the bottom line, is they don't have a lot of power. A recent piece yesterday on Channel 7 News on the recent proposed fix and what the city council is recommending they do.
Detroit City Council members want two things tonight. They want to help get Detroit's fiscal house in order, and they want to keep an emergency manager away.
What was discussed today mostly was about $68 million worth of cuts that will help out with the cash flow issues that we have.
And a lot of layoffs are in the council's latest recommendation, including 500 in police and fire. The mayor is proposing 1,000 layoffs with hopes of avoiding the public safety cuts. But Council President Pro Tem Gary Brown says, that's just not enough.
If the unions give us no concessions, we're going to have 2,300 layoffs in order to receive the savings that we need. We want to go with the more drastic number, and then if additional revenue comes in that's unexpected, we can always bring those people back. But if we go with 1,000 and we're short, then we risk an emergency manager coming in.
Council is also proposing a hike in the DDOT bus fare up to $2 and $1 to ride the People Mover. And Council wants to cut all executive salaries to $100,000. Brown says they're hoping the mayor will work with them in order to keep an emergency manager out of town.
We shouldn't be worried about the governor or the state having a big stick over our heads to fix the problem.
Brown says the latest council recommendations have been sent to the mayor, and Brown hopes he will embrace them because Gary Brown says he believes it is the right thing to do.
We shouldn't be doing this because we're trying to avoid an emergency manager. We should be structurally fixing our budget because it's the right thing to do for Detroit.
And Gary Brown says there is another option. It's called a consent agreement made possible by Public Act 4. That would give the mayor some powers of an emergency manager, but it would keep an emergency manager away. It would let the mayor privatize some of the services, consolidate some of the departments, and sell some of the assets and renegotiate some contracts. Right now, they're all options. They're looking at everything. The situation is pretty desperate.
Well, you know, it is pretty desperate, but you've got to be careful. And I wonder if this is partially in response to the city council not having a whole lot of power, because they don't. They only have the power of recommendation. I mean, after all the jockeying is said and done, I don't think most of us realize that, you know, the city council can vote for anything they want. The bottom line is it does not have to be their recommendations do not have to be followed by this or any other mayor. Which is uncomfortable at a very real level. It's very uncomfortable. I don't envy the city council. I think that's why when we were talking about the charter commission and approving that, the city council was hoping to get a lot more power than it got. And that's why Charles Pugh was opposed to it, because ultimately it was about, you know, giving the city council more power. Now listen, if Michigan Forward, and we had Brandon Jessup on last Monday, if they're successful in getting the signatures, and they're in need of volunteers, if you go to MichiganForward.org, you're going to find where you can sign up to volunteer there. But they may be ultimately very, very close to getting a stay on Public Act 4, which is the emergency manager law. In essence, if they receive enough qualified signatures and it ends up back on the ballot, in November, they can legitimately put a stop to this law until it is voted on in earnest come November of next year. All right, let's take a quick break here for the top of the hour. I want to remind you again, if you've not left the house, the roads are really, really bad. The rain's coming down quite hard. There's power out in certain areas. There are lines down in certain areas. So please allow a little extra time to drive in this inclement weather. And again, over the next 24 hours or so, we're going to see this rain turn into snow. So be careful on the roads. Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather. CNN with headline news. I'm Tony Truppiano. A lot to get to. Stay where you're at. We'll continue with First Shift on the other side of this break.
That will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTE Energy.
Everything causing numerous accidents. 696 West after Mound Road, that accident's been trying to clear from the right side. We've had debris across the roadway while we've seen the slowdowns. I-94 eastbound after 75. That accident hit the median wall trying to clear from the left. 94 west at Kaju. That accident finally cleared. The freeways reopened. 75 south at 8 Mile and again near 7 Mile. We've had accidents that have moved off to the side. 275 north after 8 Mile still trying to clear.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for rain today, a high near 44. Tonight, our rain may turn to snow and a low near 35. Tomorrow, some sun and clouds and a high of 41. Right now, rain and 41 at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. Here we go again. That's how Herman Cain sums up the latest sexual allegations against him. CNN's Wolf Blitzer spoke exclusively last night to the Republican presidential candidate.
Did you have a 13-year affair with this woman?
No, I did not.
Did you know her for 13 years?
Yes, but I did not have an affair, okay?
Atlanta businesswoman Ginger White tells TV station WAGA she was looking for some fun and excitement.
It was pretty simple. It wasn't complicated. And I was aware that he was married. And I was also aware that I was involved in a very inappropriate situation, relationship.
White claims the affair ended 8 months ago. President Obama says the U.S. has a big stake in solving Europe's debt crisis. Obama met with European Union leaders yesterday at the White House.
I communicated to them that the United States stands ready to do our part to help them resolve this issue. This is of huge importance to our own economy.
Optimism that European leaders are working on a solution to the crisis helped boost stocks on Wall Street yesterday. Investors also cheered record Black Friday sales. Analysts expect the gains to extend into today's trading session. An 8-year-old Ohio boy has been taken away from his mom and placed in foster care because he weighs more than 200 pounds. Child welfare workers say his mother wasn't doing enough to control his weight. Dr. Gregory Jentz, an eating disorder expert, agrees.
Very dangerous. When you're at that amount of weight, at that young of age, the health implications are great.
Caseworkers cited medical neglect in their decision to remove the boy. I'm Cheryl Castro. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Business people are traveling lighter, leaving laptops behind, switching to iPads. But the iPad can't replace your office computer unless you have the Go to My PC app for the iPad. It's the missing link. It turns your iPad into your computer. With Go to My PC by Citrix, you can access your office computer from your Mac or PC and now from your iPad. Try it free for 45 days today. Download the free app, then visit gotomypc.com. Click the Try It Free button. Enter promo code 45.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Banks accused of fraud soon could have a tough time putting their past behind them. A judge has rejected a settlement between Citigroup and the Securities and Exchange Commission, one of those deals in which Citi neither admits nor denies wrongdoing. Citi had been accused of selling mortgage bond assets while at the same time betting some of those same assets would fail. The judge says the decades-old precedent of companies admitting no wrongdoing is unfair and unreasonable. Legal analysts think that precedent may change. Up until now, it's been all talk and no action on whether Facebook will become a public company. But now it looks like a springtime IPO. Wall Street Journal says Facebook is looking to raise $10 billion in its first offering of stock, which would value it as a $100 billion company. Asian markets rallied today. European markets rising slightly as leaders meet in Brussels for more debt crisis talks. S&P futures gaining 12 points. NASDAQ futures up 18. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Norman, why is there a bed in my office?
Well, Mr. Fernwell, to catch up on all the work, I figured we should start sleeping here.
Just call Bob from Account Temps.
Okay, but he'll need his own mattress.
We aren't ready to hire full-time, but the staff can't keep working these crazy hours. Why, Bob can handle credit and collections, accounts receivable, whatever we need.
Now I'm confused. Will Bob need a mattress or not?
Not.
Be flexible, work smarter with Account Temps, the staffing firm recommended by 9 out of 10 hiring managers, a Robert Half company. Learn more at AccountTemps.com.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Change mandates vision. Vision mandates intelligence. Intelligence mandates thought, and thought demands attention. As we look for leadership that demonstrates courage and conscience, we ask the deliberate question that provides the path to truth. And that question is, are you ready for change? And if you are you ready for First Shift with Tony Trupiano?
That's always the question. Are you ever completely ready? Well, you know, some of you are, some of you aren't. The good news is we're kind and gentle souls here on this program. And for those of you that aren't quite ready, we will gently lead you into the future. For those of you that are more than ready, we're happy to have you on board. For those of you that would like to fight us, we're ready for you as well. In fact, we're more prepared for you than any of the others. So all things considered, we've got it covered. 7 minutes after the hour, and be careful out there this morning. If you haven't left the house yet, the roads are extremely wet. It's still raining very, very hard, as it has since last night, and there's a lot of water on the roads. And I'm just asking you to be a little careful, be a little mindful, leave a little earlier than you normally would. Take your time this morning, and it's only going to get worse overnight tonight into tomorrow. So just be very careful. I want you to. I'm just a little bit concerned about that. All right, folks. As we take a look at this time of year, you know, we've been talking a lot, of course, about Black Friday and Cyber Monday and what that's done to the family. But you know, the reality is we are going to go shopping. It is that time of year. You know, maybe some of us will be spending more than others. But we don't have one protection this year that we've had for a very long time, and that's the item pricing law, at least the old item pricing law. The new one does not protect us, the consumer. And something caught my eye late last week. The House Democrats had done a press conference where they were talking about the item pricing laws, and so I thought that it would be a good time to have this discussion. So let me turn my attention now to my next guest. Joining us is Representative Douglas Geis. He is from Taylor, represents Taylor and Romulus, I believe.
That's correct.
Yeah. He has a personal experience with item pricing, the new item pricing laws, and so we want to welcome Representative Geis to First Shift this morning. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
You know, it's interesting because we don't have the protections we had a year ago. And so we need to be mindful of that. In fact, many people were quite shocked when the governor, during his State of the State speech, said, one of the first things we need to eliminate is item pricing. Well, no one saw that coming. It came. It was rewritten, and here we are. And you recently had a personal experience with the effects of the new law, did you not?
Yes, I did. Driving back from Lansing, got a call from my wife. My son's in kindergarten, so she asked me to pick up two different types of noodles. He was doing a project where he had to do one of those noodle necklaces, learning patterns. And she also asked me to pick up some pistachios for him. I stopped into a Walmart and, I was looking at the shelf and, they had prices $3, $4, $5. So, I grabbed a bag of the pistachios, went up to the counter, bought the items, and I looked down at the receipt and the pistachios were nearly $11. And while I love my son very much, I don't think, buying him $11 worth of, pistachios is really, on my mind, and so I went back to the shelf, which is what you have to do now. There's no price on the item to say, well, this is what it should have cost, and look at the receipt. You have to physically go back into the store, took pictures of the shelf. There was no item price anywhere, within 100 feet that said $10.58. So I went back up to the customer service counter. Of course, had to wait in line there. Once I got to the sales clerk, she didn't know how to handle it. She wasn't familiar with the changes to the law, so she called over a manager. So again, once again, I had to wait. Showed him the pictures, and he agreed that their pricing was misleading. That there was no price anywhere to show that it was going to be $10.58. He did choose to give me the difference between, what the the lowest price was in the area versus the $10.58 plus the bounty. But in my reading of the law, that actually is only used when something is mismarked, not when it's not priced at all. And I guess just, to step back, that's the type of process that now you have to go through in order to prove that you've been wronged. And it took me probably about a half hour from the time I noticed that there was an error or an overcharge to the time that, I was actually leaving the store. So under the new item pricing law, it says that if you have suffered harm as a result of misleading pricing, you can bring a lawsuit against the retailer for actual damages or $250, whichever is greater. In my mind, the fact that it took me a half hour to go through that entire process, I did suffer a loss. So last Tuesday, I filed a small claims to really test out this new law. Of course, the old one, there was case law, there was precedent, there was everything, everybody knew what their rights were. And now what we're finding out, talking with retailers, they don't know what their responsibilities are. Talking to consumers, they don't know what their rights are. And so this is going to be kind of a trial balloon to see, what they mean when they say that if you were, if you were harmed. And so that's kind of what led us to have the press conference last week, was just to let people know before they went into the holiday shopping season that the law has changed, that they need to be, paying attention to what they're doing. But in all honesty, if you buy, say, 50 or 100 grocery items, trying to keep track of what every single item was priced on the shelf is really not not feasible.
Well, Representative Geis, you are 100% correct, that you took the time, and don't tell me that there wasn't part of you that was saying, and I appreciate you, by the way, being on the job, if you will, even though you didn't have to be on the job. You were there for a family trip, it was something that your son needed for a school project. You could have easily said, I'm going to bring this to somebody's attention, but I do not have time to deal with this. And for those that think that our representatives and senators have a lot of free time, think again. And so I appreciate the fact that you stayed that day and worked through this process and are doing what you're doing, because you could have made the decision to walk away. I think we just need to recognize that up front. So thank you for not walking away, number one. Number two, I don't think you're doing this just to prove a point, though, are you?
Well, quite frankly, I was upset. This is something that, when we looked at the data, the governor said, whenever we get into issues, we should look at data. We knew that there were going to be problems because there were problems beforehand. When I went and I'm actually an engineer, certified Six Sigma Black Belt, which for those listeners that don't know what that means, it's the statistical analysis. And so I went around and did a sampling of stores prior to the law being changed. And what I found was roughly about, 38% of the items didn't have a price on the shelf. About 20% didn't have a price on the item. And there was about nearly 2% that didn't have either a price on the item or a price on the shelf. And this is before the law changed. No, another way of looking at that is for every, 100 items, nearly 20,000 times, you would have absolutely no price on the shelf or on the item. And when they went through to change this law, they didn't look at, they wanted to say, well, we were different than all other states, and they, were trying to say that it cost consumers in Michigan more money. There were two other state representatives, Representative Barnett and Santana, that went down to Indiana and Ohio, and what they found is our prices were actually 0.5% lower. If you compared item to item what it cost in Michigan and what it cost in Indiana and Ohio, our prices were actually 0.5% lower. When they made this change, there is no specification of the size of the font used on the shelf sticker. No specification where it needs to be. Does it need to be, in the vicinity of the item? None of that is spelled out. So what you're finding, if you go in a corner store, they may have all the prices up along the top of, the cooler. Well, a little lady, 5 foot, can't necessarily, see up there to figure out, what the price is of items. So, I think that, just the premise of it, that we were out of tune with the rest of the country and that it was some undue burden on retailers. Now we've gone completely the opposite way, in that it's a burden on consumers. And, it would have been easier to walk away, and I think that's what you're going to find from a lot of folks. If you're overcharged $1 or $2 or just completely misled, are you really going to go through the process that I detailed before? I mean, you number one, you have to have some way of documenting it, either that or, try to find a manager and, drag them back out to the spot where you had the issue. But if you think about it from a logistical or a process standpoint, it's very onerous to try to prove that you've been wronged.
So what do you expect it to now happen? You're just going to go through the court system and see what happens there? Or are you also going to try to change the law, modify the law to make sure the consumers have better protection?
Well, number one, I don't think, the Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the governorship. I don't believe, if they've gone, to this measure to basically gut the law, that they're going to say, "Oops, my bad," and redo
it. Let me interrupt you for just a second. We got to get to a break. Can I ask you to stay with us a little bit longer?
Certainly.
All right. Representative Doug Geis is our guest, and thank you for staying with us. We're up against the break, so let's take it now, and we'll continue this conversation on the other side. This is First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW.
Hey, it's Jeff, producer of this fine radio program you're listening to right now. I want to wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season. And thanks for listening to First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life. It's been a mess on the roads. Still that problem 696 West after Mound Road. Also, drivers are finding I-94 West after Gratiot. An accident block in the left lane. Pretty slow through there. I-96, the Jeffries westbound after Inkster. Another accident. And on the Ruther, 696 East at Greenfield. An accident trying to clear from the left side.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast includes heavy rain for today, our high near 44 tonight, our rain-snow mixture, and a low near 35. Tomorrow, look for a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 41. Right now, still rain, foggy, windy, 41 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching is a lot of work, all the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
At most stores, holiday shopping is hard, but Staples makes it easy to find great gifts like the latest Windows 7 laptops with Intel processors, all at great prices. Easy shopping, easy savings, Staples. That was easy.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
A gift of love from Western Union.
To my niece, who has her own special way of looking at things, it's money for a new digital camera. To me, it's being able to see the world through her eyes.
This holiday, be there for the ones you love with Western Union. Send $50 across town or anywhere within the U.S. for just $5. It's perfect for everyone on your list. Up to $50 for $5, fast, at participating agent locations. Western Union, moving money for better.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Representative Doug Geist is my guest, and he is talking about something that really is critical, especially this time of year. If you're just joining us, he was on his way home from the legislature in Lansing. His wife had asked him to stop and pick up a couple items for one of his son's school projects, and he realized that one of the items, a bag of pistachio nuts that on the shelf wasn't priced, he thought it was somewhere, I would think, in the $3 to $5 range. Ended up being $11, and by the time he resolved it, it was 30 minutes later. Now they find themselves in a small claims situation. And Representative Geist, as we look, and I think that you unfortunately but eloquently stated it, we have a Republican controlled Senate, a Republican controlled House, and a Republican controlled governor's office. The odds of changing the bill or modifying it aren't too good for us.
No, they're not. And on top of all that, you know, people should have a recourse when they don't feel that the government has represented them well, and that's to put something on the ballot and change the law. What the Republican legislature did was to put an appropriation into the bill, ostensibly for education purposes, $100,000 for the Attorney General to educate the populace on the changes of the law. But in reality, what that $100,000 does is it makes it referendum-proof. And we've seen that on a number of different laws that have passed this year. So it's kind of a legislative trick that really takes the people's voice out of the equation. And what we've seen, or what we haven't seen, is any type of education being done about this law. It went into effect September 1st. And the reason why it was delayed from when it passed earlier this year was to allow retailers to kind of make changes. But the only education that is out there right now is a very short web page that kind of details supposedly what your rights are, although one of the points on the web page says, does a retailer have a right to ask for your name and your address when you ask for a bounty? And the answer from the Attorney General is probably not. I know I'm not a lawyer, but that sounds like weasel wording to me. It's either yes or no, but to tell the public that probably not is not something that I kind of view as definitive education. But there's been no print media given to retailers. I was at a local Home Depot and talked with one of the managers. I saw an issue there and pointed it out to her, and she said, please enlighten me. Tell me, what we need to do, because no one has told us what our responsibilities are.
Well, isn't that crazy? You know, interestingly, a couple of weeks ago, had to pick up a cover for my grill. You know, I wanted to buy a nice cover for the winter, because you're not using the grill much in the winter months. And so I'd gone into a local hardware. I'd like to try to do business locally. And I'd gone into a local hardware, and I said, hey, do you have this? Yeah, they're over here. It took them 20 minutes to figure out, Representative, what that cover cost. 20 minutes. And you know how they figured it out? They went online and went to a website. Because there wasn't anybody in the store that knew the price of that grill cover. And the woman at the cash register said, ever since they had us take them dang prices off everything, no one around here knows what anything costs.
And that's what I'm, since this kind of story has broken in the last week, I've heard numerous stories from folks that are frustrated, that have wasted, time and energy, in trying to do what should be kind of a basic, type of transaction. What is the price of something? Is it, a good value for the money? You make that judgment decision and you purchase it. But if there's no price whatsoever, or you can't find the price, or you have to, hunt around and find, here's the SKU, number for that product versus, a sticker that's somewhere on a shelf, it's quite cumbersome. And we went from having one of the best consumer protection laws in the country to having, one of the weakest. And, as people see, that's why we need to kind of educate the folks about what their rights are. If there is no price anywhere to be found, and you go ahead and you purchase that, my take on the law is that, you can sue for up to $250. And you asked me before, could we change the law? Again, probably not in this term, but what we need to do, there's three branches of government. There's the legislature, there's the executive branch, and then there's the judicial branch. And the way that I read this law, I think it may have been maybe an unintended consequence, but the fact that they said, actual damages or $250, whichever is greater, every time they don't have an item marked on a shelf, it's my reading of the bill that you could sue for $250. And if that's the case, I could see a class action lawsuit being brought in the state of Michigan for any consumer that is in a predicament such as yours, that you end up wasting 20 minutes of your life trying to figure out what something costs, and time is money. At least if they were making the argument that it took too much time to put the prices on the item, that's my argument that to try to, to spend 20 or 30 minutes, resolving what should have been a pretty simple transaction, that's lost time on the consumer's part, and they have been harmed.
Well, again, it just, especially this time of year, a lot of people are going to be out shopping. This can be something as simple as a bag of pistachios or, some major gift that you're going to give away. And, you know, the checks and balances have gone away. This, I think, makes things a whole lot more difficult. And it actually does place a lot more responsibility on the consumer. Don't you think, don't you agree with that, Representative Geis?
I think it's placed all the burden onto the consumer. It's really been a quantum shift. And let's face it, this issue has been literally on the shelf, waiting for, you know, the planets to align where they have both the House, the Senate, and the governorship to repeal this. This is something that, you know, the different business groups have long said that they did not want to do. And as soon as they came to power, you know, they teed this one up and ran it through rather quickly. In the past, the people have said, no, we want that. We want that information. And, you know, through, you know, vote of the people, they have, you know, blocked any efforts in the past, to repeal this law. And unfortunately, the people don't have that same recourse, this time.
Well, it is unfortunate. We're going to keep an eye, of course, on this, civil action that you have filed. And if you wouldn't mind keeping us up to date on what's going on with that, as we'd like to follow it, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that are interested in this. I want to thank you for your time. I want to wish you a happy holiday season. Best of luck as we get through the rest of this year. And let's hope for 2012 great things for Democrats the state over.
Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure. We'll take a quick break here. And again, Representative Doug Geis, you know, good for him. I'm going to say it one more time. How many people would have just walked away from that situation? I'm just asking the question. Let's take a break. We'll come back. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. 696 east at Greenfield, traffic has stopped because of an accident squeezing by in the right lane. Also 94 west at 696, the two left lanes, 94 west at Gratiot, the left lane is blocked.
Drive through McDonald's today and try the new McCafe Peppermint Mocha. It's a perfect blend of smooth espresso and chocolate syrup with a hint of peppermint and freshly steamed milk. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast includes heavy rain for today, our high near 44 tonight, our rain-snow mixture, and a low near 35. Tomorrow, look for a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 41. Right now, still rain, foggy, windy, 41 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to Wind. Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The Teamsters and the Sierra Club have sued recently in the U.S. Court of Appeals D.C. Circuit to block the U.S. Department of Transportation from opening the U.S. border to trucks the union says are dangerous. Teamsters President Jim Hoffa says allowing Mexican trucks free access to U.S. highways means America is now not only exporting jobs, but bringing foreign workers into the U.S. to take more American jobs. The suit alleges the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is breaking several laws and trying to get the Mexican trucks access to U.S. highways. The suit alleges these trucks pose both a safety and an environmental hazard. Indiana working families are mobilizing against an effort by Republicans to turn Indiana into a so-called right-to-work state. The Indiana AFL-CIO says the legislation is just another attack on working families. The Economic Policy Institute says that right-to-work laws make it illegal for a group of unionized workers to negotiate a contract that requires each employee who benefits from those contracts to pay his or her share of the costs of negotiating them. By making it harder for workers' organizations to sustain themselves financially, right-to-work laws seek to undermine unions' bargaining strength. EPI says when unions are weakened, wages and benefits decline for all workers. Some Minnesota daycare providers and an extremist conservative organization are challenging a governor-ordered union vote. Jesse Russell reports.
A group of Minnesota daycare providers are seeking an injunction to stop a union election scheduled for December 7th. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayen ordered the election in November, but an attorney for the 11 daycare providers alleges that the governor has no such authority. The executive order by Dayen applies specifically to daycare providers that receive state subsidies. That would impact 4,300 providers, but not 11,000 daycare providers who do not receive subsidies. The suit is being filed with the assistance of a conservative anti-union group called Minnesota Majority. In the past, Minnesota Majority has alleged children who attend public schools are being indoctrinated to become homosexuals. In 2010, they released a study alleging that felons voting in the 2008 Senate election between Al Franken and Norm Coleman are the only reason Franken was able to win. That study has been debunked due to three court rulings finding that there was no evidence of fraud in that election.
The Association of Minor League Umpires and OPEIU Guild 322 announced Monday that more than 200 members voted to approve a new five-year labor agreement with Minor League Baseball. That's the first deal since AMLU went on a prolonged strike to start the 2006 baseball season. This newscast was made possible in part by the National Education Association and by AFSCME, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And first shift, first shift, first shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. And once again, our thanks to Representative Doug Geiss, G-E-I-S-S. Those of you that aren't familiar with him, he's filed a class action lawsuit. Item pricing. We're going to talk about it more in the 6 o'clock hour with Chris Mihalakis, the legislative and political director at the United Food and Commercial, Food and Commercial Workers. We'll get you more information and what your rights and obligations are. I'm sure Chris has that information. He's a very bright man. So we'll get you that information. But, you know, Jeff, if people are grocery shopping these days and they're not paying attention, one of the items that may actually be priced appropriately, but because you weren't paying attention, might come as a shock to you is the price of peanut butter. I know you've heard that the cost of peanut butter has risen astronomically over the last few months, and the reason for that is quite simple. It's a twofold reason. Number one, the extremely hot summer in the South was not ripe for growing peanuts. And number two, a lot of farmers have stopped growing peanuts and have turned to soybeans, corn, and wheat, which are more profitable than peanuts. So, there just aren't as many people growing peanuts to make peanut butter. And peanut butter, of course, is a staple in almost every home in America. It has some advantages that some foods don't. It seems to usurp all of the religious exemptions that some foods have. It nutritionally does what, you know, very few singular sources of foods do. And unfortunately, if you are running a food pantry, Jeff, the truth is you're probably a little low on peanut butter on your pantry shelves.
Yeah, I heard about that. And again, to me, it's almost like peanut butter is great. Like, I am a huge fan of peanut butter. But if it comes to a point where it becomes, you know, too expensive, I think that's a cut I can make.
Okay. Personally, yes. But for people that, especially if you are a family and you're relying on a food pantry to help provide some, you know, listen, you don't have a choice. If they don't have peanut butter, you don't get it. But, you know, let's be honest about it. Do you know a kid that doesn't like peanut butter?
I'd be hard-pressed to find one.
Yeah, very few. I mean, you know, they might go through a stage where they like jelly more than peanut butter or peanut butter more than jelly. But
or crunchy versus creamy.
Right. Well, there's always that great debate. Actually, let's go there for a minute. Are you a creamy or crunchy guy?
When I was a kid, I was a creamy guy. Now I'm a crunchy guy.
Okay. Not that you won't eat creamy, because you will.
I prefer crunchy.
But you'll eat creamy is my point.
Yeah, I guess I'll eat it, but I won't like it.
You wouldn't like it?
I've made the transition. I can't go back.
Oh, you've made the complete transition.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
So it would just seem so boring to eat regular creamy peanut butter.
Seriously?
I would be bored. I would lose my attention.
So. Anthony, creamy or crunchy?
Definitely crunchy.
Okay. You know, we don't often have crunchy in the house, do we?
No, we don't. And I yell at Mom every time she goes shopping.
Do you ask for crunchy?
I do, but she's like, oh, I thought you said you like creamy, and then it turns into like a fiasco.
So all she has to do is pay attention to what you're writing down, and she'd have it right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. Not that I'm taking sides here. I'm just saying. I'm actually a crunchy guy myself. But I'll eat either, obviously. Peanut butter doesn't last long in our house, Jeff. It's a popular staple.
I'm interested to hear about the other ones, though. I didn't know that they were going to, what, you said soy and what else?
Corn or wheat.
That part doesn't sound good. But the soy is interesting, because if they can make it taste somewhat like...
No. They're no. Let me rephrase that, because if you understand it differently, instead of growing peanuts, they have replaced the crops altogether.
Gotcha. I thought they were like somehow making a healthier version of peanut butter.
Let me tell you, I've had soy, quote-unquote, peanut butter, and buddy, it doesn't belong in that category at all.
Have you ever had almond butter?
Yes, not the same.
It's not? Okay.
No, not
because I've heard that as a healthy alternative to peanut butter.
Well, it is a healthier alternative to peanut butter, and you can actually buy healthy peanut butter. You can buy it, you know, without oils, and trust me, they modify, you know, peanut butter actually has a lot of sugar in it. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yes.
Here's another question. Now, when it comes to your peanut butter, coming to making a sandwich, do you really glob it on there? Do you do a nice thick peanut butter and jelly, or do you kind of, you know, just even amount of peanut butter, little bit of jelly, and you're good?
Yeah, you need to even it out. If you don't have enough, then it gets
okay. But the bigger question is, do you go with a lot or do you go with a moderate amount? Are you one of those guys that are moderation in everything, or do you really slather it on there?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you don't have enough, then the jelly overtakes it. If you have an even amount of jelly, peanut butter, and bread, then you got a good mixture.
Okay. Answer my question.
If you have too much, it's like that dog who keeps smacking his lips around because he can't get the peanut butter out the roof. I don't know if you've ever done that before.
No.
You never put peanut butter in a dog's mouth? Give him some peanut butter?
No.
It's pretty interesting. But that's the question. I'm moderate. I don't know how else to answer it.
All right, so you don't overdo it. Because, I mean, you know, in your equation, if you did put a lot of peanut butter on, then you just put a lot of jelly to compensate for it.
Well, then you add more bread.
No, you don't have to add more. It's not about the bread. It's just the delivery system to get it to your mouth.
Yeah, but you do have to have a good ratio of bread, peanut butter, and jelly.
Well, I don't disagree, but some people like a heavier amount of peanut butter or a heavier amount of jelly. You know, bread's bread. I mean, you know, you can buy, you know, the thicker sliced bread, but for most people, let's just assume most people are using regular sliced bread. You know, so it's, you know, then it becomes your personal preference. Does it have to be an equal amount of peanut butter to jelly? Or do you like one more than the other? Again, that's a personal preference thing. You know, I'm not assuming that everybody eats it the same way, because they don't. Just like not everybody eats creamy and not everybody eats crunchy. And so, yeah, that changes. That formula changes for people. I mean, I like more peanut butter than jelly. You like it evenly split. So there you go. There's our differences.
Exactly.
You know, and that with a nice ice-cold glass of milk, is there, you know, really, as a quick meal, is there a better one? I don't think so.
Than peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah.
Okay.
As a quick meal.
Grilled cheese?
But peanut butter and jelly is quicker than grilled cheese.
Yeah, that's true. It is, but I consider both of those like, you know, you come home from like a day outside of shoveling snow or something, and grilled cheese, nothing better than that.
Well, you know I'm a big fan of the grilled cheese.
Yeah, that's a staple.
Probably too much a fan of the grilled cheese. I probably have grilled cheese too. Sometimes 3 days a week, and I got to stop doing that. But anyway, these food pantries are really having a very difficult time, you know, because they're not getting the donations of peanut butter, and they don't have the money to buy it. And so these kids are having a tough time getting their peanut butter fixed. And I can understand why this would be a serious issue. I'm not making light of this. It's a very serious issue. Your thoughts, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome John in Clinton Township. John, welcome to First Shift. Happy holidays to you. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. Happy holidays to you also. Hey, you guys are talking about peanut butter there, giving it to your dog just to watch him try to lick it off his roof of his mouth.
Right.
Hey, just to let you know, peanut butter can cause seizures in dogs. It's not a good idea to give them peanut butter.
Oh, well, hey, I'm glad I've never done it, and wow.
You might want to look that up. In fact, my brother's dog ended up going blind from doing that. He did it too many times, and the dog ended up having a seizure, and it caused blindness in his dog. So
seriously?
Susceptible than others, but it can cause it. You can look it up on the internet.
I'm sure you can, and I'm sure we will, but that's fascinating, John, and of course we would never want to harm any animals. Like I said, I've never done it, so.
Right, I just thought I'd throw that out to you. And hey, about the lions, you know, I think the only way the lions start doing better, I know earlier today you guys were talking about it, is if Stafford starts to be more consistent. I kind of blame him for the losses.
Well, he is not.
I really do. I mean,
he certainly
hasn't.
He's
the best quarterback in the world, but he can be the worst.
Yeah, you're right. He certainly has not been the consistent guy we need. There's no question that's true. Thanks for the call.
That is so weird that he brought that up, because first of all, I don't know how many times you feed your dog peanut butter. I mean, it's not like it was a normal. I did it one time with a friend's dog. I don't want to.
Oh, so all of a sudden now, it was one time with a friend's dog.
And it was never my dog either.
And I had an affidavit that proves all this, and it's signed by a notary. But please, go on, Jeff.
All of a sudden, I feel like Herman Cain, all these dogs will come out and be like, no, he gave me peanut butter. Yeah, how's that for timely? Anyway, but it is weird because I had this discussion over the holidays with an aunt who has dogs, and she, you know, like something fell on the ground, raisin or something. Don't let the dog eat it. That's poison. It's like every time something falls on the ground, don't let the dog eat it. Grapes, onions, peanut butter, chocolate. I can't remember.
Well, I know chocolate is not good for dogs. I've known that forever.
Well, that's what they say. I've also heard of where dogs have eaten, like, you know, whole things of Hershey's candy bars and been all right. I mean, I guess maybe it's a case by case, or for the most part it is. But it's amazing to me how much dogs can't eat. They'll eat anything. I mean, they'll eat, you know, chairs
shouldn't eat, not necessarily can't, but
well,
shouldn't.
What, you know, is immediately labeled poison for dogs, like grapes. It's not so much the grape, it's the skin is what I learned over the weekend.
Well, I've never heard grapes. I mean, obviously chocolate is a big no-no, and I know that, I mean, I've heard it long enough. I've heard it from vets. I mean, I've heard it from a lot of different corners of the world, so yeah. Have you Googled yet whether or not making dogs lick peanut butter off the top of their mouth can cause seizures and therefore blindness?
I just started Googling it.
All right, well, after the break, let me know. Actually, let me know anyway. I know we've got Occupy Detroit, but we got to get the answer to that. That's actually important information to know, Jeff. It really is. Because I know some people do it just to joke around. You know, they like to videotape their dogs trying to talk, you know, that kind of thing. And if it's indeed dangerous, and I have no reason to believe it's not until I am told otherwise, yeesh. All right, a quick break here. Occupy Detroit, when we continue, I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift, and I'm giving a happy holidays to all the listeners out there. Thanks for the support.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me is Professor Gordon Lafer.
One of the problems with one of the versions of Right to Work that somebody is talking about introducing in Michigan, which would be aimed strictly at teachers and the school system. There has never been a Right to Work law like that because it makes no economic sense. You're not going to attract companies into out of state by attacking teachers. But what you will do is put Michigan at a competitive disadvantage in recruiting and retaining the highest quality teachers. If you say, well, we're going to cut down, you know, union bargaining power and wages and benefits for Michigan teachers, any teacher who has a choice is deciding are they going to go to Michigan or a neighboring state is going to have an incentive to go elsewhere. So at a time when the state is trying to have a strong education system, I mean, both for all kinds of reasons, including being able to compete for these higher skilled jobs, to put in a law that says we're going to undermine the quality of teachers we can attract seems backwards economically.
First Shift with Tony Trubiano on 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. Well, we have some news. Jeff, let's see if we can get this right. According to, now you looked at a couple different websites. We're talking now about giving peanut butter to dogs. And basically, the good news is, from what we have been able to find, it does not cause seizures in dogs. In fact, one of the websites, it's what they suggested you give them if they're having a seizure.
Yeah, actually, it was like one of the treats that you can give them to help regulate problems that are going wrong in certain seizures.
So,
to prevent hypoglycemia attacks and other
which is low blood sugar in dogs.
Right. I went to Vet Info as well, and it's actually recommends giving peanut butter to dogs because it provides nutrients that your animal needs.
All right. So I think that solves the problem there. And, of course, it became very personal for Jeff because he felt like he was being called out. Trust me, had this been about somebody calling me out, Jeff would have said, we'll get to it after the show.
I would have found a website that agrees with him.
You're right. You would have. And that's because you're just that way. All right. We got more important things. And now that we know the dogs are okay, we've got more important things to do. Jonas is the name of my guest? Is that what you're telling me? Okay. Well, then let's turn our attention, as we do 750 every day, to Jonas. And welcome, Jonas, to First Shift. Jonas, welcome to First Shift, as we, of course, we do every day. We allow Occupy Detroit to occupy our radio show. What's going on this morning?
Hey, Tony. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're hanging in there. Hey, so the update for today is that, there's been a lot of sort of talk and debate about what the sort of physical future of Occupy is. And I think we're sort of all in agreement that as a movement we're going to continue to develop, but there was some doubt as to the physical sort of residential space. And since we're out at the park, there's been sort of an ongoing sort of search for a new physical space. Well, today we are having a restoration day in Highland Park, and Occupy Detroit is basically inviting members and supporters to come to Golden Gate Road east of Woodward and South 7 Mile between 9 and 5. That's today. They're going to be fixing up houses and sort of doing some landscaping and some other sort of residential restoration to give Occupy Detroit to some new potential space and also just to generally improve that neighborhood of Detroit.
All right, Jonas, so I'm hearing the word potential there. So immediately what you guys are going to do is definitely fix up some homes that are probably vacant right now.
That's right.
Yep. All right. And then there may be some opportunities to occupy these homes in the upcoming days. You're right. There has been some conversation now that the camp, has peacefully been brought down and, everything's cleaned up and, we've kind of moved on. What's going to happen to movement? Well, the movement's continuing to grow, Jonas. I need to make that point. you know, more and more people are continuing to get involved. Although, you know, again, because the park became an iconic center of activity, I think it's an important question to ask what happens now. And I obviously you agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, you know, it not only was an iconic in just its symbolism, but, you know, the community that sort of sprouted up in that park and just the way people were living together and sort of taking care of each other and living collectively is really important to us. That's sort of us putting our money where our mouth is as far as, like, saying that a better world's possible. Well, here it is. Here's how you live better. And I think that if people can continue to do that, it's really important to all of us.
No, it is important to all of us. And, you know, we want to see this thing grow. And, you know, Jonas, I think one of the realities is as it gets colder, you know, today's a great example. The weather, you look outside, it is crappy out there. No other way to put it. It's crappy outside. And it's only going to get worse as the day goes on. The temperatures are going to get colder. The wind's going to pick up. It's going to turn to snow. And, you know, are we really proving a point by saying, hey, we can tough out that kind of weather? Or would we rather help save some homes that are in disrepair, give people an opportunity to live in a home that would have sat empty otherwise? Would you, you know, give the movement an opportunity to now associate itself with something that's quite worthy, which is rehabbing properties? I mean, what's a greater way for the Occupy movement to move forward than to help to rehabilitate homes? I think ultimately it looks good for everybody.
No, that's right. You know, we see the kind of urban decay and these vacant homes as a symptom of what we're identifying as a broken system. And if we can sort of address that symptom in a really practical way, I think it's a really positive step for us.
Yeah, it is a positive step. There's no question that's true. All right, so tell us again, and is this stuff, is this information also going to be on the website as well?
It should be. I'd imagine it is, yeah.
All right, so again, it's occupy-detroit.us, occupy-detroit.us, and then from 9 to 5 today, there's going to be some restoration projects going on. Is this going to be just one home, or are you guys going to be doing a couple different homes today? What's the plan?
I think the plan is to do a couple different homes. I think that we've picked a spot where we found some that are close together. You know, it's not terribly hard. But the plan is to do multiple homes today.
Is there anything people can bring with them if they want to show up?
I would say bring a pair of work gloves. And you know, if you are a person who's comfortable and has some tools that might be appropriate to bring, that would be fine too. But
all
mostly
right,
just bring yourself, I would say.
And I would think an umbrella. Chances are you're going to need some umbrellas today.
Maybe a poncho.
Yeah, there you go. The old poncho. Well, that sounds awesome. And, of course, we want to remind people that you guys are still taking donations. And now there are more of the monetary variety, but if you go to occupy-detroit.us, at the very top, you're going to see a little word that says donate. Folks, it's so ironic. If you click on that, what happens is it brings you to the page where you actually can donate money. Feel free to do that. They continue to need money to continue to grow the movement. Obviously, they're moving into a phase of the Occupy movement that requires them perhaps to, you know, to have a little more money. Money does still speak. Just because the 1% has most of it doesn't mean that the 99% of us don't need it to move the movement forward. So please make an effort to provide some needed cash to them in the form of a donation. Jonas, I think this is a great step in the right direction. And hopefully you guys have a decent turnout today. As you're just beginning this phase of it, though, you know, maybe it'll take a little while to catch on, and I'm hoping that the weather doesn't keep too many people away, although it might over the next day or so. It's going to get pretty nasty out there, but for those that are willing to brave it, please go out and do that. Jonas, thanks so much for your time today.
Yeah, and I just want to throw out there that there is the potential that we're going to be doing this again on Saturday.
Oh,
so
great.
Keep your eyes open. If the weather gets crazy away today, we're going to be doing it on Saturday. So keep your eyes on the website for an update about that.
There you go. Jonas, thanks so much. Appreciate you checking in. Again, that's Occupy Detroit. Occupy-Detroit.us is the website. We're going to take a real quick break here. Chris Mihalakis on the other side of this break. And we'll have some time for open lines in the next hour as well. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. be careful driving out there. Please, I'm asking you guys, just be a little cautious if you would this morning. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, brought to you by DTE Energy. It's been a mess out there. 696 East at Greenfield, accident westbound 696 near Mound, that one on the right. 696 West, also near Hayes and Grosbeck, we've got one on the left side. If you're on 94 West at 696, an accident on the left. 94 West at Gratiot, that one in the left lane. And drivers on the Southfield Freeway, southbound before 96 on the left.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/save energy.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast includes heavy rain for today. Our high near 44 tonight. Our rain-snow mixture and a low near 35. Tomorrow, look for a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 41. Right now, still rain, foggy, windy, 41 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
A major airline is fighting for its financial future. CNN's Matt Cherry joins us live with this breaking story. Matt?
Well, Cheryl, we learned a short time ago that American Airlines' parent company, AMR, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Airline analyst Tom Parsons says it's a step American tried to ward off.
They have raised fares, just like every other airline. They've also charged very heavily in baggage fees.
Parsons says one big problem has been American's failure to win important concessions from employees. It's been in the financial dumps for some time now, reporting a profit in only one quarter since 2007. Cheryl?
Matt, thanks. Police say Norway mass murder suspect Anders Breivik is insane and that he suffers from paranoia and schizophrenia. But Breivik will stand trial in an alleged bombing and shooting rampage that killed 77 people. The sex scandal surrounding Herman Cain keeps growing. Atlanta businesswoman Ginger White says she had an affair with the Republican presidential candidate that lasted nearly 14 years. Rival Newt Gingrich had this to say about the allegations.
I think something that Mr. Cain will have to settle with the country and talk to the country about. It's sad to see that level of pain brought out, but I think he's going to have to deal with it.
Cain denies the affair. He says they were just friends. Iranian students stormed the U.K. embassy in Tehran earlier today. Witnesses say they replaced the British flag with an Iranian one. It's election day two in Egypt. CNN's Jim Clancy reports from Cairo's Tahrir Square. Voters have a lot of questions.
The verdict is one of wait and see, largely, in this country. Are these elections going to work? Where are they going to take Egypt? Will they fulfill the dreams of the people here? And if they're on the road, should they continue to protest in this square?
For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Just call 800-289-2987. That's 800-289-2987. Call 800-289-2987.
The story of American Airlines, Chapter 11. This morning, AMR, the parent of American, has declared bankruptcy. It has $4 billion cash on hand and says all operations, from its flight schedule to employee paychecks, will go on as normal. But it needs to address high labor costs, especially in the face of high fuel costs. Stock in AMR is falling more than 60% in pre-market trades as, once again, American Airlines is bankrupt. That news has cut into stock futures, although they are still positive. S&P futures gaining 7 points, NASDAQ futures up 8, Dow futures rising 52. We have seen a mini wave of Internet IPOs in recent weeks, but many on the street are waiting for the big one. We now appear to know when. Wall Street Journal reports Facebook is prepping a spring 2012 initial stock offering in which it hopes to raise $10 billion and be declared a $100 billion company. S&P NASDAQ futures each up 7. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
I'll grow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Just call 800-289-2987. That's 800-289-2987. Call 800-289-2987.
Never let it be said that when good men and women were challenged, that they didn't rise to the challenges that were presented. And that when met with resistance, they knew enough to come together. In solidarity and with purpose and pride, they forged their way to a new understanding of what success would require. They not only met the challenge, they redefined community. And that community was called First Shift with Tony Triano.
Hey, welcome everybody. Just after 8 o'clock here, and Chris Mialakis is in studio with us. Again, he just reminded me to remind you, the roads are bad, folks. You really do need to be very careful and deliberate the way you're driving today. And if you have somewhere to go, allow for a little extra time. Even if it's a local trip somewhere, just be a little bit careful today. And then we know that we're going to get that switch over tonight from rain to snow. So anticipate that a little bit, and let's be careful in the morning. Then we're going to turn our attention to Chris here in just a moment. I do want to remind you we'll have some time for open lines, but you're always welcome to join us when we have guests on. Just try to make it, not try, you need to make it topical to what we're talking about. Our number is always 888-552-3595, so let us do this. Let us get our intro in, and let us get it going.
Joining Tony in studio,
as he always does at this time,
the legislative and political director of the United Food and Commercial Workers of Michigan,
Chris Mialakis.
And he's back. He's back. Hi.
How are you doing, Tony?
I'm doing well. Wait, you've got to get a couple things set first. You're a crunchy guy.
I'm a crunchy guy. And actually, I just realized I had a funny story for you. I was in the airport flying out somewhere for work, I think Texas or something. And they had this, like, quote-unquote gourmet peanut butter and jelly like little fast food joint in the food court.
Gourmet peanut butter.
Yeah, and you know, as keeping with the tenets of my faith, I go about a third of the year without eating meat, and that was pretty much the only option. So I thought, yeah, you know, I could go for some gourmet peanut butter and jelly, and I'm thinking it'll be some, like, you know, gourmet multigrain bread and like some,
right, yeah,
some like, you know, fresh preserves, fruit preserves.
Yeah, and jams or jellies.
Yeah, and some high-end artisan peanut butter. And it was like Wonder Bread, you know, Smucker's and Peter
Jiffy,
Pan.
There you go.
And it was like $5. It was the most disappointing.
Welcome to the airport.
Yeah, I mean, it was the most disappointing PB&J in my life. I could, and they were very, very skimpy on the PB&J. So I could have made a better PB&J in my
house. See,
that's
the problem. When you don't make it yourself, there's never enough stuff. I mean, yeah, they never put enough peanut butter. They never put enough jelly. The ratio might be okay.
I mean,
but you're not getting enough.
Yeah, they didn't even cover the bread.
Yeah, see, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
Yeah.
And you're a crunchy guy, too.
Yeah, I'm a crunchy
guy. We're all crunchy people.
Well, you know, like I said during the break, I'm actually more of a Nutella guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that's like
it's a little snobby, don't you think?
Not really. You know, in
it's
Greece.
It's 1%.
Funny story. When I was a kid in Greece, you know, I would go for like the whole summer at a time and spend time with my grandmother. And my parents would come in for a few weeks, and they would say, what do you want me to bring you? And I'd always say, bring peanut butter, because you couldn't find it over there. But I actually really got addicted to Nutella. And the nice thing about it is you don't need jelly. You can put it on anything. That was my breakfast every morning for
yeah,
a couple
it really,
summers.
Yeah, it really is an all-purpose spread. So, yeah but I don't know. You know, see, I'm not like Jeff. Jeff's very particular to that crunchy, and if it's not crunchy, he doesn't want it. I'll eat creamy. I have no problem eating creamy.
I don't know. That's a tough. I mean, in a pinch, I might, but not a big.
Wow, purists. This is very interesting.
I actually, when I moved into my new house, I had a jar. I had our old roommate who loved shopping at Costco, and I was thinking about this on the way in, how I had to throw away all these things that, I mean, and this was like 3 years after he moved out of my house. That
the 4-gallon bucket of creamy peanut butter?
Yeah, there was this giant thing of creamy peanut butter, and I just, you know, I'm not a creamy guy, and it just sat there for like 4 years, and I remember throwing it away.
Well, at some point, I mean, just for safety's sake, it's probably a good idea to purge your closets, your food pantry of expired foods.
I still have this industrial sized box of aluminum foil that he bought like 6 years ago.
There you go, and you will have it 6 years from now.
The problem is like the blade on it is dangerous and starting to rust.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It is dangerous, so be careful you don't cut yourself on that thing.
Yeah.
Now that actually gives me a nice segue, because when you go to replace it, you're not going to know what you're going to spend for it.
And at Costco, they don't have price tags anyways, because they're exempt from the item pricing law.
Right. So, with all that being said, I know that you heard Representative Doug Geis's story on the way in. In fact, I believe you were up at the state capitol last week when they did their press conference.
Well, they did it in front of a Walmart and Taylor.
That's right. You're right. That's
yeah. It was the same Walmart where Representative Geis.
You noticed that I didn't harass him about shopping at Walmart.
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that, because he called me to tell me about his experience, and the very first thing he said, and I didn't know what he was talking about at first, and he goes, "Chris, I want to apologize to you." And he's going on and on and on. I'm like, what's he apologizing for? And it turns out he says, you know, I never go there, and I only do this one time. And the one time I went, you know, I got ripped off, and I said, well, Doug, you know, you're the best Walmart shopper ever. You went once,
and now they're going to pay for it. That's right.
Exactly. So if everyone's Walmart experience was like Representative Geis's,
well, you know what? How do we know everybody's Walmart experience isn't like Representative Geis's? Because had he had not taken the time, and I want to make that point, of knowing that something was amiss.
Yeah.
That he had not taken the time, and again, he could have walked away, and I appreciate the fact that he didn't do that.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be talking about this morning.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right about that. And, you know, Representative Geis, you know, he went out of his way during the whole item pricing debate. There were a few state reps, Representative Geis, Representative Santana, Representative Swetolski, Representative Barnett. I mean, they really did a lot of research on the effects that eliminating item pricing would have. And, you know, what frustrates me is everything we told the Republicans was going to happen is happening. And after Representative Geis told me about his experience, he told this to me about 2 weeks ago, I went in that Walmart, and it was my first time ever stepping foot in that building, and it was kind of creepy. And I had a few of my coworker friends with me, and we were at another event, and we said, hey, let's just go check out, you know, we're going to do an event here. Let's just see what we're, see what's going on. And I said, you know, let's see how long it takes for us to find an item pricing violation. And I'm not even kidding, Tony. We walk in the door and there's a deli case and there's this like big stack of pizzas. And the second we walked in, I saw an item pricing violation.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a pizza that wasn't marked. So I grabbed a shopping cart, and everything that I saw without a price tag, I threw in the shopping cart. And you know, by the time we got to the home goods section, forget about it. I could have filled three carts.
Really?
Yeah. And some of the things are so blatant, and so many abuses of the law at Walmart. And, you know, I haven't looked as, you know, I've noticed a few things here and there in other retailers. But in Walmart, it's just, it was absurd. Another thing that I really got frustrated with over there is where they locate their price tags. It's never in the middle. Like, if there's a big shelving unit full of stuff, they never put the price of the item in the middle of where the items are located. It's always in the bottom left corner. So it's very, very easy to think that something is cheaper than it is.
Yeah,
it
misconstrues everything.
Right, because you just assume that, you know, that price applies for, you know, everything in its vicinity, and it's very, very misleading. And the other thing, too, that Representative Geist talked about, and I actually, the same day I was in Walmart, we were in an Aldi's with some workers from Mastronardi, which is a fruit packing company
right.
here
yeah,
in Detroit.
We've covered that story quite extensively on this show.
Right, right. I know you have. And so I was with some Mastronardi's workers, and we went into an Aldi's, and the thing that I noticed right away is how they have no individual price tags. They have no shelves. It's just pallets of stuff.
Right, yeah.
And they just have a big line of prices that go all the way across. That's, you know, a good, you know, almost 7 feet high in the air. I'm 6'1". You know, I had a hard time reading some of these prices. I can't imagine what, you know, a 5'2", you know, senior citizen, you know, with maybe not the best vision in the world's going to have.
Well, that's a really good point.
You know, and on that topic too, without individual price tags, you know, I had a real challenge when I was in the Walmart store. Things that were on the bottom shelves and things that were on the top shelves, was hard for me. I mean, do they really want, you know, senior citizens and disabled people crawling around their stores trying to match the UPC on the price sticker with that they see on the item?
Do you really want me to answer that question?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, and so that's what I want to reiterate today. I really want to encourage your listeners, when you're shopping this season, be careful and be vigilant. You know, this is going to be a very difficult shopping season because of changes in the item pricing law. And you shouldn't shop at Walmart, but if you do, I can't believe the things that I saw in their stores. And I'm sure, you know, good union employers like Meijer and Kroger, I'm sure, you know, I know that they're not spending as much time pricing items because they've cut their workforce, in this holiday season.
You guys have seen it now, right? I mean, now been a few months, so you've really seen the effect, whether it's through attrition or however they've accomplished it. They've got fewer people working.
Thankfully, it's been more through attrition, but it's still less people being hired. You know, there's this, Republicans like to say, you know, that, oh, if you can't get a job, it's your own fault. You know, anyone can walk into a grocery store and get a job, and that's just not true. That's not the case. You know, they're having a hard time. They're not hiring a lot of people, and they're not spending as much time as they should be. Now, they still have these pricing teams that check the accuracy of the shelf tags and make sure the shelf right. tags are there. That's part of the infrastructure of Kroger and Meijer, and that's why we like to pick on Walmart so much.
Well, we're not picking on them. We're just pointing out the truth.
Right.
We're going to get to the phone. We come back more on this topic when we come back. Chris Mihalakis is with us. Feel free to join us, folks. Again, be careful driving this morning. We want you to be safe above all else. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. We will continue right after we take this quick break.
Have
Happy holidays, everybody. This is Tony. I want to wish you all the blessings of this holiday season. No matter what your belief system is this time of year, may this season bring peace and solidarity to us all. God bless everybody and Happy New Year.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. The roofers have so many problems. We've had them everywhere, but especially eastbound 696 at Greenfield. Off to the left, 696 east at Mound. Also westbound 696 after Mound. Multiple accidents. Southfield Freeway south before 96. If you've been on 94 west near Gratiot, 94 near 696, those have cleared, but we're still seeing some pretty heavy traffic because of them.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Rain most of the day. Our high near 44 tonight. Our rain could turn to snow at low near 35. Tomorrow, though, we're going to see some sun and clouds and a high of 41. Right now, still rainy, foggy, windy, 41 at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
At most stores, holiday shopping is hard, but Staples makes it easy to find great gifts like the latest Windows 7 laptops with Intel processors, all at great prices. Easy shopping, easy savings, Staples. That was easy.
Recently on First Shift,
Tom Shadyac, the writer and director of an amazing documentary titled I Am.
A key part of my journey was making this movie. Now, I had already started shifting. I had begun to wake up the principles, and that shocked me. I had no idea the way things work, the way we work, the way reality works, and understanding that I was using far too many resources and that I was potentially a part of the problem and not a part of the solution, not as much a part of the solution as I certainly wanted to be.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Got a question or comment? Call now.
888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
And welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. We're talking item pricing, a lot of other stuff that we're going to get to you. My guest, as he is with us every Tuesday in studio most of the time, Chris Mialakis, with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. We're talking about item pricing. As you, if you were listening a little earlier on, State Representative Doug Geis has filed a class action, or not a class action, a civil suit against, and at some point against Walmart for breaking the item pricing laws. And at some point, Chris, this is really about testing the law, because even he's a little confused, although he voted against it. That doesn't mean he didn't read it. He did.
Right.
Doesn't mean he didn't go back and revisit it, because he said on this very show an hour ago, less than an hour ago, that he did.
Yeah.
He's still confused.
Yeah, there's a lot of ambiguity. I mean, what does it mean to sue for damages? And just like the way retailers got around the law in the old law was they would just wouldn't put prices on anything, and they would rely on shelf tags. But you couldn't enforce the shelf tag at the point of sale. So now, you know, we gave them an inch in the past. There was no – it was very difficult to sue a retailer, and it still is, when they just ignore the law altogether. So it's just ironic that retailers were putting prices on before – most of the time, but not always. And then on the one hand, but always having shelf tags. Now all they have to do is shelf tags, and they can't even do that.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. We've got a caller. Again, if you care to join us, folks, 888-552-3595. And Steve on Monroe is on the other end of my line. Merry Christmas to you, Steve. What's on your mind today?
Merry Christmas, Tony. Merry Christmas, Chris.
Merry Christmas to you, Steve.
Thank you. The beautiful thing about just being able to shop at different stores, if you don't like Walmart, whether it be for item pricing or not, then you don't have to shop there. That's a beautiful thing. If I want to shop at Kroger's because they got a particular meat that I like, you know, and I want to pay a higher price, that's fine. You know, I guess what's kind of bothering you guys is the fact that a lot of people, including a lot of Democrats, choose to shop at Walmart. And, I just don't understand why it's bothering you guys so much.
I have a question for you, Steve. Do you think it's a, so? I mean, it's the traditional old, you know, let the free market decide, you know, whether or not we need price tags. It's ironic because the foundation of capitalism is, you know, the price of an item is based on the intersection of its supply and its demand, but that price always exists and always has a label in vanilla free market capitalism. But anyways, my question to you is do you have a free market, and is it okay, is it kosher with capitalism if all the retailers get together and decide they're not going to put price tags on?
Is that free market? Nothing's ever totally free. I mean, the fact that you have a government, nothing's totally free. I mean, you understand that. But no, if a bunch of retailers decided not to have a price tag, but one decided to, and people want to shop at that one particular store that does have price tag, that's fine.
Well,
if the other one felt because of it, that's fine too.
Here's the thing. Retailers have decided this. You know, they have their own lobby. They get together on a regular basis. And what happens is, retailers know, the people that run these corporations are very smart. They know, like Target, if Target decides we're going to be different, we're going to spend the extra money to put prices on all the items, then Walmart, Meijer, all the other big chains that compete with Target, they know that they have to follow suit. And so every retailer knows that as long as none of them go beyond the law, then none of them will have to, and then they all get to share that that surplus instead of giving it to consumers. So a lot of corporations do this all the time. It's called the prisoner's dilemma. As long as everybody knows the outcome of breaking this unspoken pact, which is, the outcome would be in a free market, they would all have to follow this rule, and they would all have to put prices on. They all know that not to break that rule, and they all know not to put prices on. Does that make any sense?
I hear what you're saying, but then again, I'm looking at if everyone kind of falls in line and it's lower prices for, you know, and if they can save money and there's lower prices to boot, isn't that good for the consumer?
Yeah, but where's the proof that there are lower prices, Steve? I mean, that's and thank you for your call. We just have to. We have to move on, but, you know, and Tony should call back. Tony just hung up. Tony, call back because you wanted to make a comment on this. You know, we can't just, you know, rely on the retailer to pass along whatever cost savings there would be. I don't know what they are. Chris, I have no idea what the cost savings are, but they'd have to be significant.
Representative Barnett and Representative Santana did a study where they compared prices of the exact same items in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. And Michigan is the only state that had an individual price tag law. Prices on goods were cheaper in Michigan than they were in other states. So the question we need to ask ourselves is, those few pennies per item, it doesn't affect the cost of the item. What it affects is, the effect it has on companies is it's either money going in CEOs' pockets or in workers' pockets. Where do you want those few pennies to go?
Right.
And I think we all save and we're all better off when the money is going to my neighbors who are grocery clerks and to the people they buy goods and services from than to, you know, a CEO that lives half the world away.
Sure, and it might be the difference, and this may sound minuscule, but if it's you, it's not. It may be the difference between getting a 10-cent-an-hour raise and a 16-cent-an-hour raise, and that 6 cents adds up after a while, Chris.
Yeah. And the other thing it means, too, is it's the availability of hours in a store. So every single Kroger and Meijer and Walmart that you drive by, every Target, every big box store, there's 2 to 3 less people working there, or depending on the volume of the store, maybe even 3 to 5.
Or more.
Less people working there now than there was last year because of this law. So do you think, well, there's no savings on a consumer end, what was more important to you, that those workers stay working and that we address the chronic unemployment problem we have in Michigan, or that a few CEOs that don't even live around here, you know, live in the Cayman Islands or God knows where, get a few extra bucks?
Yeah, and again, if as long as we're, you know, first of all, these are laws. These are not suggestions.
Right.
And I want to go back to something that Steve had said. This has nothing to do with Democrats shopping at Walmart. I don't follow people around where they shop. I really don't, Chris.
Right.
I'm not hyper obsessed with that. Do Republicans shop at Meijer and Kroger?
Yes,
of course they do. Democrats shopping at Walmart? Absolutely, 100% are, and they will forever.
And I know Republicans shop at Meijer because Meijer's a Michigan-based company and because they pay their workers good wages, and God bless them for thinking that.
Right. This isn't about we don't want Democrats shopping at Walmart. We want consumers to shop smarter.
Yeah, and this holiday season, that's something we got to keep in mind. I mean, you know, how you spend your money has a big impact on the economy. And we can either spend our money with employers who treat their workers well, where that money stays into the community and stays amongst your neighbors, or we can send all of our money to Brentonville, Arkansas.
Right. All right. Chris has agreed to stay with us a little longer today, so lots of stuff to get to yet, including where should you shop this holiday season. Chris has some suggestions for us there. And, of course, your calls are welcome, 888-552-3595. This morning is flying by. It's already 8:31. Where does the time go, folks? Happy holidays to you. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back right after this on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update has been just awful on all of the roads this morning. 696 still seeing some pretty big delays because of earlier accidents westbound on the Reuther after Mound, and eastbound 696 at Mound. Also 696 east at Greenfield. Drivers on 75 has just been riding the brakes. 14-mile road down past 8 Mile. Earlier problems 94 west at 696 and 94 west at Gratiot. The problems have cleared. The traffic still trying to get back to posted speeds. And the intersection of 8 Mile and John R. still closed from an earlier accident.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, rain most of the day, our high near 44 tonight. Our rain could turn to snow, a low near 35. Tomorrow, though, we're going to see some sun and clouds and a high of 41. Right now, still rainy, foggy, windy, 41 at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
The rich, as F. Scott Fitzgerald put it, are different than you and me. If you doubt it, go shopping. Specifically, make 2 outings into the wonderful world of retail. Start with middle-of-the-road and more downscale stores such as Bell's, Walmart, and Target. You'll find customers, but fewer than normal, and they're spending less than they would have a couple of years ago. Welcome to the real economy, where paycheck-to-paycheck families are barely holding on, worried about their jobs, mortgages, gas and food, and other basics. This is not going to get better anytime soon. Corporations aren't hiring, wages are stagnant or actually falling, the price of basics keep rising, and people's savings are depleted. In response, Walmart officials are saying they're not even passing on price increases like they always have. And they're offering a layaway payment program this season so their hard-hit customers can still purchase a few holiday gifts. They note that many shoppers are saying they won't even have much in the way of holiday meals this year. Now, check the scene at Neiman Marcus, Saks Fifth Avenue, and other upscale stores where the stock market set goes for stylish shoes and designer gowns and the like. Blessed with executive salaries and a good tailwind from the Dow, these high-end shoppers exude confidence in their financial futures, so their shops are bustling with buyers, and no one is rummaging for bargains or even inquiring about discounts. Full-price selling, exults the CEO of Saks, is at record levels. Trying not to gloat, he adds, "I feel good about the luxury consumer." This is Jim Hightower saying the industry refers to this widening divide as a, quote, bifurcated market. But what it really reflects is a bifurcated America, with a hard-pressed many going one direction and the flush few going another. That's a dangerous divide for America's democracy and for all of our people, including the rich.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Recently on First Shift.
So joining me now is the new president of the Michigan AFL-CIO, Carla Swift.
There's a lot of work to be done, and there's a great opportunity to come together and work on turning things around in Michigan. And the AFL is the centerpiece of the movement for standing up for working men and women and protecting the middle class and fighting for good jobs with fair pay and benefits.
First Shift with Tony Triano
on 1310 WD.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. 35 minutes after 8 o'clock. And, you know, we can tell you, you know, we're not telling you not to shop anywhere. We're telling you to do it with your eyes wide open. Let me make that point going forward. But there are some places that we would like to suggest that good union men and women and those that aren't union men and women might like to shop this year. Again, we're just suggesting. We're not forcing anybody to do anything. You sent me a list of websites. I'd just like to, if you want to quickly go over those.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, before I get into those websites, you know, I always encourage people to shop at your mom and pop stores. They're always some of the best options in your neighborhood. And even downtown Detroit now, it's got a lot of really cool little stores. You know, I was in the Pure Detroit store in the Fisher Building.
Yeah.
And got a lot of Christmas presents there. And
did you really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I got a shot for my godson and my goddaughter. And got some cool little, well, my goddaughter might be listening. So
okay, so be careful.
Yeah.
All right, during the break.
And, you know, City Bird downtown and Midtown, Leopold's Bookstore. I mean, mm-hmm. There's a lot of really cool little shops opening up in Midtown. And I would encourage people, you know, shop downtown, shop in your neighborhood. And also, you know, if you're going to go to a big box store, please consider Meijer. I mean, I don't want to sound like an infomercial for one of our employers. But
why not?
Well, you know, Meijer's based in Michigan. And they have a lot of, obviously, they sell everything.
And if I can, real quick, and I don't mean to interrupt you, and I feel bad doing it, but we should recognize the passing of Frederick Meijer.
Oh, yeah.
That was this past weekend,
right.
and I want to just, we posted something to the webpage.
Right.
You know, they're a pretty good corporate citizen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we have our issues with them from time to time, but Frederick Meijer was, from what I understand, you know, a very fair man, a great employer to our members, and, you know, he will be missed.
Yep, 91 years old. So I just wanted to make sure that we mentioned that.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, go ahead.
But, you know, the nice thing about shopping at Meijer, you know, for non-food items, obviously, you know, food is good too, but you can also go to Kroger, Hollywood, Hillers, et cetera. But the money stays in Michigan, not just because they're a Michigan-based company and their executives live here, but also their workers make more money. Their workers belong to a union. They tend to be more stable. They work at their jobs a lot longer. And so by shopping at a store like Meijer and by buying your groceries at Meijer and Kroger and other union shops like Hollywood and Hiller's, you're keeping that money locally. And you're keeping it here in Michigan.
Yeah, that matters.
Absolutely. And now, as far as other places to check out, if you go online, go to unionlabel.org, and they have a section there. You know, you can look up every single category of item that you can think of, and it'll tell you which products are union-made. And obviously, if they're union-made, that means they're made in the United States or Canada, and they're a good resource. So unionlabel.org is a great site to see, you know, what's actually made here and what isn't. And they'll even tell you, too, sometimes if, like, Carhartt, for example, has clothes made in the U.S., but they also have clothes made in Mexico. And so they'll alert things like that to you. And,
right.
Let you know to check the tag. Also, a website I like a lot is allamericanclothing.com. That's allamericanclothing.com, one word, all lowercase. And they used to be the Union Jean Company, and they actually sell blue jeans with your union's logo in them, and they're the last blue jean manufacturers in the United States, and they sell a lot of other really cool clothes and gear and stuff too, and it's made in America.
By the way, they're committed. If you go onto their website and read their mission statement and about us, they're committed to. Not moving. I mean, they could have done it. They lured to other countries. They could be saving a lot of money. I shouldn't say a lot of money. They could be saving some money. They've made a commitment to staying made in the USA and to that union label, and they're not gonna walk away from that. 100% committed to that brand, and they're not walking away from it. So
another company that has that same commitment is Red Wing Shoes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's funny because I was just thinking the other day I need a new pair of shoes, and I'm gonna go down to the Red Wing shop by my parents' house and pick up a pair. And the thing is you'll spend a little more money on those shoes, but I have a pair. I have another pair of Union made shoes that my dad bought me. My sophomore year in college, and they still look amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't had to do any repair to them, nothing. So, I mean, if you spend a little bit extra money on something like that, the benefits will, in the end, you'll end up saving money. So that's another good place to shop. Also, there's another couple of cool websites, too. DemocraticStuff.com, which, if you're familiar with Tiger Eye Design, that's where they sell a lot of their products. They have a lot of no SP5, no on 2, and a lot of Wisconsin anti-walker stuff. So they got a lot of really cool gear there, not just geared towards Democrats. A lot of good pro-labor stuff on democraticstuff.com and also unionwear.com if you want to buy things with your international union's logo on it.
All right. So all that stuff is available. And again, I'll set this aside, and I'll post just that list to the Facebook page. I'm also gonna post to the website as well, so that people have that. I'm trying to remember. We had the guy on the show. It was MadeInUSAForever.com is another website that I'd like to have people go to. MadeInUSAForever.com. And again, they have. I know one of my listeners often. Post that he bought some gloves from them. It costs a little more, but he loves the way they fit and the way right. they feel. And a lot of times, and people just don't know this because they don't shop this way. When you buy Union, you are buying a better quality product.
Right.
And we don't often talk about that. This isn't just about supporting unions. It's very much about that. But you're always getting a much better made product. I'll use my Ford F-150 as an example. Well, I'm just, it is what it is. But, that's one kick-ass truck.
Yeah, and I'm a big fan of my Chevy Malibu.
Yes, you are. I like my truck better. So and I might get to use my four-wheel drive tomorrow, so I'm very excited about that.
I was listening to you talk about that earlier, and I got to tell you, four-wheel drive in the snow makes a huge difference. It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If y'all can see the look on Chris's face right now when he said, it's a lot of fun. Let's go back to the phones. Again, if you want to join us, 888-552-3595. Ann in Royal Oak joins us now. Ann, a pleasure to have you on the show. Merry Christmas to you, and you're on the air with Chris Mihalakis.
Oh, thank you, and thank both of you gentlemen. Happened to be my birthday today.
Well, happy birthday, Ann.
Happy birthday, Ann.
I'm 73.
Oh, my. You sound awfully spry for 73.
In my growing up years, I always heard fair market.
Right.
Fair market price. Fair market value. All of this free market doesn't get us anywhere. We need fair market. We need to get back to that.
And I couldn't agree more. And, you know, one thing I get frustrated with when we're, you know, Tony and I have been talking about buying local and made in America and things like that. The fact of the matter is when you buy a lot of, you know, cheap junk from China, you are not buying items that are sold fair or free. I'm sorry?
She said that's exactly right.
That is exactly right. I try not to buy those items. It doesn't matter what it is. I see China on it, I put it back.
Good for you,
because it's very hard to buy just American, but I try very hard to do it. And I do shop at the union stores. I try to let them know that the reason I shop there is because they are union.
And that is important, man. That is important, and I do the same thing. I actually, you know what? The CVS I go to is not a union CVS, and so I've been trying to get them to unionize because I don't. They're convenient to my home, but you know we posted a list of Rite Aid of union Rite Aid stores on our website, and that is the most downloadable document on our site. It's the number one downloadable document on our site. People want to vote with their dollars, and that's one way to do it.
And you know, shopping at Walmart helps keep us very low in wages and everything.
Absolutely. One thing people don't realize is...
Thanks for the call, Ann. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, the thing I remember, Tony, is everything that you buy made in China is not bought and sold on a free market. China subsidizes their labor market by keeping wages artificially low, by keeping they have zero environmental standards, they have no labor unions there. Sure, they all belong to one big union, the Communist Party, but, you know, we all know it doesn't have the same, you know, principles.
Not the same effect, you're right.
Yeah.
Let's try to get another call in before we have to get out for the break. And again, we want to wish Ann a happy birthday. And let's welcome Joe in Detroit. Joe, go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, it's Big Joe.
Oh, hey, Joe. I know Big Joe.
Hey, I was going to tell you guys another place for local shopping is this new, it's pretty new, it's called the Rust Belt Market in Ferndale. And it's all local artists, clothing, jewelry, art. It's the old Navy in Ferndale on 9 and Woodward.
Right in that corridor there, Joe, at 9 Woodward. That's awesome.
Thanks for bringing that up, Big Joe. He's right. I went there last weekend, and it's a really cool little shop. It's like a little artisan mall. And you have artists selling different types of projects and different, you know, all sorts of different artwork. And you also have, like, artisan bakers and really cool antique retail shops. I mean,
that's cool. One of the things I miss about being in Wyandotte, there's a lot of that there. Yeah. In fact, art galleries are a great place to buy local because a lot of the artists are local artists.
That's
and
right.
So if you want to buy art and you don't want, you know, you don't have to spend, you know, $15,000 on a piece of art to get a nice piece of art. You know, local artists might have it a whole lot cheaper. So that may be. Do you want to stay with us till the end? All right, might as well keep you here, keep you safe out of that weather and out of that traffic. You know, I could also give you a ride in that big truck if you need it. I'm just teasing. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back and wrap things up on the other side. I'm Tony Truppiano. Stay with us. First Shift will continue right after we do this.
I'm Diane Cross, and I want to wish a very happy holiday to everyone, whether it's Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, have a wonderful holiday season.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
And joining us now is Cheryl Witten, the president of the Michigan Advisory Board for Blessings in a Backpack.
Blessings in a Backpack is a national organization. This teacher was concerned because she had kids in her school who came back from the weekend tired and hungry and by no means ready to learn. These children are on the free and reduced lunch program during the school week, but no one thought, what happens to these children when they go home on Friday? So came up with the very simple idea, let's pack a backpack with food to take home with them on Friday, and they would return their backpack on Monday to be refilled.
All right, so if I contact blessingsinabackpackmi.org, how do I get involved?
There is a page to make a donation, and then we as the Michigan Board will determine where the greatest need is.
Blessingsinabackpackmi.org.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Just about 10 minutes before the top of the hour, just before we wrap it up here today, it's been a fast day, a great opportunity to visit a little with Chris, and so I'm glad that you were able to hang this morning. Again, want to remind people, if you've not been out yet, the weather is a little bit iffy. The roads are a little bit dangerous, and so we ask especially those of us that have quit smoking recently no, I'm just kidding. I'm getting over it slowly but surely. It's kind of like the death of a friend, Chris, to be honest with you. And I was talking to somebody on the phone yesterday. They said, well, maybe you can get to that point in your relationship with cigarettes that it can just be a casual thing, that you're actually cheating on yourself, but it's okay because you know that you're not going to make a commitment to it. It doesn't work that way. Not in my world, anyway.
More like the death of 20 little friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And he said, well, for me, the key to it is I don't buy my own cigarettes. So you know this guy. You know this guy I'm talking about.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you should mention that. I was on, you know, watching reruns of old TV shows on Netflix, and I started watching News Radio again.
Oh, very, very funny show.
Well, and the episode where the Phil Hartman character quit smoking was on, and I thought of you, Tony.
No, I appreciate that. it's the right thing to do, and I'm glad I'm doing it, but it's had its challenges. It's had its challenges. There's no question that's true. Listen, I wanted to ask, because before you went off for the holiday, you actually talked about getting some time off. Did you take some time off for the holiday?
Yes.
Good.
It was wonderful.
Good.
It was great to see the family. My cousins from Pittsburgh came in. Some of my cousins from Chicago came in. It was a lot of fun.
Even my son Anthony said, "Don't make sure you ask Dad, because you know he was,
I was
when
very
you left
excited.
Here last Tuesday. He's very excited. Something about video games. We're not going to go there. I'm glad that you got some time off. You know, it's interesting that we got the response that we got. And we talked about buying union and buying local, and it's really not that hard to do. And you know, the point that You know, buying local can be as simple as you had said it, the local hardware store. That's buying local. You don't have to go to the big box store to buy screws and nails and hammers. You know, they sell all that stuff at your local hardware.
And it's usually not that much more expensive.
If at all.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's the, and you're actually probably saving money on gas.
Yeah.
You know, even though I've got there, I can think of within the a 10-minute, 15-minute at most drive of my home.
Right.
There are three big box home improvement stores, but there are probably 20 hardware stores.
You know, it's funny, Tony. I live in Dearborn Heights like you do, and Studs on Telegraph and Van Born.
Right.
Phenomenal hardware store. It's like, you know, it's small, but the shelves are so packed and overfull, and the people that work there are so knowledgeable. Every problem I've had with my home, I can go into Studs, and they'll tell me right away what I need, and they have it in stock. I have not had that same experience with Home Depot and Lowe's.
No, there's no question, and I've had a similar experience with the local hardware store, and I don't remember. Actually, it was when I was replacing a toilet once. I wasn't sure exactly how to do the wax ring, and
right.
He took his time, explained to me how it was done, and made sure that I had everything that I needed, and then said, hey, listen, if there's anything that you have here that you don't necessarily, you know, use, then bring it back and we'll give you, just, you know, keep your receipt and we'll give you your money back. I mean, couldn't have been nicer.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just don't get that kind of service everywhere. Not that I couldn't have done that at the big box store, because they would have taken the stuff back. I know that.
Sure.
But it's nice to know that they took the time with me. The other thing is it was a lot closer to home.
Right.
So if I did end up needing something more, it was a quick, you know, 5 or 6 block drive as opposed to driving 10 or 15
right.
minutes. So.
And, you know, the problem is stores like Home Depot and Lowe's, they'll keep a few experts on site here or there if you can find them. But they don't want to spend the money to train their employees to be experts in home improvement because then they'd have to pay them more money. And,
right.
Where you know, when I go to Studs Hardware, I feel like I'm just plugging everyone today, you know, plugging all sorts of businesses.
Well, you actually have been, but it's okay.
But, you know, when
I'll,
I go...
I'll send them all a little invoice.
A little invoice, free airtime, or not so free. You know, not only am I getting people, like, these are people who, the people that work in the store live in my neighborhood. So not only am I, you know, is my money staying where I live, but also our homes were all built at the same time. They all know the problems that are... that are very specific to your neighborhood and to your type of home.
And that's why, and if Stephen Monroe is still listening, that's why this issue just isn't about item pricing. All right, that's why it's not just about that. It's not about, you know, the free market, and it's not just about that. There's a deeper dynamic here. It's not just about Democrats not shopping at Walmart. You know, again, this is about, you know, listen, my sister's partner is a higher up at Walmart. You know, I've never said to her, I mean, yeah, she knows how I feel about Walmart. That's how she makes her living.
Sure.
I God bless her. You know, and I listen to her complain like everybody does about having to work under those conditions. I continue to encourage her that Costco would love her and treat her much better. And
right.
One day she finds the courage to make that transition. But that's, you know, I certainly don't make light of her work, and I'm not rude. It's how she makes her living. I'm never gonna ever diss anybody for making a living.
Well, one thing we need to keep in mind, Tony, this holiday season is that we are all buyers and sellers on a labor market. And, you know, we all receive wages. I don't think there's any millionaires or any one percenters listening. And if they are, I'm sure it's purely for nefarious reasons.
Yeah, that's all right.
But, you know, we all work for wages, and those wages are bought and sold on a market. And with our consumer money, we can also have an impact on the purchasers of labor. And so, when we spend our money at Meijer instead of Walmart, it's not that we don't like those workers at Walmart. You know, as a union person, we care about those workers. We want those workers to have everything that union members have. It's that, you know, the low wages at Walmart come at a big community cost. And so if those workers were getting paid more, if you as a consumer spent your money and empowered an employer that spent better, more money on wages and benefits, then that would have an impact on the labor market. And it would impact you. You want to talk about trickle-down economics. Here's a situation where it actually would impact your wages and your benefits. If you spend your money on employers who take care of their workers as opposed to those who treat them poorly.
Absolutely. No, that makes complete sense. Hey, thanks for hanging so long with us today. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
It went by fast. Yeah. It went by really fast, but I do appreciate that. Very quickly, folks, before we take off today, I've been mentioning this to you, and I want you to get a piece of paper and a pencil out and write down a number. What's it about? It's about it's for those of you that would like to actually have a union in your workplace and don't right now. This number is going to get you all the information you need so you can make an educated decision. Let me give it to you real quick. 1-800-321-6406. That's 1-800-321-6406. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter what your position is at the company. This is about getting information in order for you to make an informed decision. That's all it is. Anonymous as you want to be, but I really want you to give it a call. 1-800-321-6406. They can help you if that's what you're looking to do. All right, that cleans it up for us today. Folks, I want to thank all of you, especially this great audience. Jeff and Anthony, thanks for everything you do. And listen, folks, off air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
But have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, oh, the mistletoe.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. It's been pretty slow on a lot of the roads, numerous accidents, including still trying to clear 696 east at Greenfield, 696 west after Mound, drivers on the south field, south after 96, also 275 south near 96 and M14. Hopefully these will get out of there.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTE Energy. .com/save energy.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service: rain most of the day, our high near 44 tonight. Our rain could turn to snow at low near 35. Tomorrow, though, we're going to see some sun and clouds and a high of 41. Right now, still rainy, foggy, windy, 41 at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
I get it.